you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. There you go. There you go. I'm on. Welcome to the show, everybody. I am your host, Brian. That's who I am.
So I've been getting paid.
If you listen to last show, you hear that we get calls from Singapore. I am international. Look at me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. I know there's weather going on in Oklahoma, Texas, and maybe Alabama, maybe Virginia. I don't know. Tornado warnings. Damn. You guys be careful out there. I hope you guys are going to be safe. Topic today, conspiracy theories that actually turn true. You turn out to be true. The truth is out there. You know, it's really funny. I want to introduce one of our morning crew, one of our major morning crew, the queen of the blog talk, nobody beat her, the champion of trivia, Robin Cox, everybody. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear your voice. You know, today we're going to talk about conspiracy theories. That's what we're going to talk about today. You know, what makes a good lie is because there's some truth in it. And that's what confuses people. If there's no truth in a lie, then it's like, come on, you're an idiot. You're crazy. It's like, I saw Bigfoot. He came over. He had dinner. And then he left with his Bigfoot family. And then you're going to say, come on. But if you said that I was in Arkansas, we were camping, and we saw this big guy, like a fur coat or something like that, and he went by really quick, then people are going to go, could be, because people believe in it. So conspiracy theories is what people believe in. But the problem of it is now with this world is everything is a conspiracy theory. Nothing's the truth. And it's like, how do we live like that? Well, it reminds me of when my dog died. You go, Brian, how can that stay with me? Bottom line, the clergy says, if you believe pets can go to heaven, if that's your heaven and your dog is with you, then yes, dogs go to heaven, because the clergy says, I cannot imagine you being without your dog, because heaven is a marvelous place, happy place, and I cannot imagine you being unhappy in heaven, so therefore your dog's in heaven. Makes sense. And then it started making sense, like people create their own heaven. It makes sense. Like, when Robin goes, I may not be in her heaven. She has Ryan, her close friends, her people there, her friends are there. There's no room for me. Like, Robin, can I come into your heaven? Sorry, Brian. Sorry. I'm fooled up in my heaven. You can probably go to Pat's heaven. Pat's not taking anybody in her heaven either, going, sorry, Brian. So I guess we create our own heaven. And if we create our own heaven, we must create our own hell, because they go back and forth. So if I'm creating my heaven, I'm inviting Robin and Pat and Laverne. But in their heaven, it's like, you're not on the list, Brian. What? No, you're not on the list. Okay. I'll just sit over here. I got eternity. Maybe they'll change their mind. But that's your heaven. but can you also create your own hell? And we had talked about that last week because we were talking about relationships and friendships and stuff like that, people you meet, people you invite into your life. And sometimes the people you invite into your life are toxic people. You're creating your own hell. So if you can create your own heaven, surround yourself with great people, or this is your heaven, you can also create your own hell. And we don't try to create our own hell. It just happens. You know, it happens that you can get a nice dog like Honey. And you go, hi, Honey. Honey goes, arf, arf, arf. And then you get another dog like a pet bull, like, huh, Honey? It's like, ooh. So that you don't want to get rid of that dog because you like the dog, but you really don't like the dog, but the dog has nowhere to go. So now you're creating your own hell. You guys follow me. You follow me. Mm-hmm. So human beings can create what they want. I always say life is simple. People make them complicated. Relationships are very easy, but people make them hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm, there you go. I'm a philosopher. Hey, I'm pretty good. Number one in Singapore. So listen to me. That's right. All right. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories. You know, we had a person who used to be my executive producer. She came in three years ago, and we were talking, and then she goes, you know what? There's something going on. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, did you hear about this virus? I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, well, it's this virus that is killing people, and you can get it through the air. I'm going, what? She goes, yeah. Get out of here. And I said, well, where is this virus? Well, only three or five. She said only three people, four people have been infected, and this is in China. I go, it's in China? Really? Stop it. Behave yourself. She goes, really? Stop it. 2 weeks later, pandemic.
It's here. Mm-hmm.
It's here. She was right.
It is here. Yep.
She was right. She heard it. Coming through the grapevine, you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about some of the wacky theories that people are saying, and I'm going to go, come on, come on. You know, it's funny, and we're going to get right to it. You know, Robin, it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I should never be left alone in my mind, never in my mind. Never downtime because I think stupid shit, and I'm thinking stupid shit because I had some downtime. And so I turned on the TV and was bull rodeo. And I'm saying... Yeah, I'm saying, okay, this has to be marijuana. This has to be weed. Some of the stupidest shit has to be invented by people who are stoned. And this is one of them. Because who was the first guy, who was the first cowboy sitting there in his cowboy ranch, rocking in a chair, saying, smoking weed, going, I think I'm going to ride that horse, dude. Dude, that's not a horse. It's a bull. Doesn't look like a big horsey. The first guy, he goes, dude, it's a bull. You cannot ride the bull. I bet you I can stay on it for 3 seconds. I'll bet. I'll take that bet. And then all of a sudden, it started a sport. Because then Farmer Fred next door going, what are you doing? I'm riding on the bull. I bet you I can stay on it for 3 seconds. Dude, I can stay on it for 4 seconds. You want to bet? Next thing you know, Roy in the farm next door going, I'm going to ride that bull too. And then it became a sport. Who was the first dude that says, I want to ride a bull? And then I started thinking, who was the first dude that jumped out of an airplane? Who was the guy who smoked weed going, dude, yeah, I want to jump out of this airplane. Why do you want to jump out of the airplane? I think it would be cool. Why? I don't know. I bet you I can jump out of the airplane. Give me a parachute. Let me jump out of the airplane. Look at this. Whee! Go, damn. Jumped out. Who was the first dude that did that? And then who was the dude that followed him? Hey, dude, yeah, I think I could do that too. And next thing you know, we got a 90-year-old lady strapped to somebody's back jumping out of an airplane on her birthday. Come on, Greg. Who does this? It has to come from weed. All this shit has to come from weed.
And then,
right. Because who are the first people who did this? Yeah. And then I started thinking, what about curling? You know, like in the Olympics, where they do the curling, you know, the curling where they sweep in the bowling alley? Who was the person with OCD that smoked some weed going, you know, I like to roll the ball, but there's some dust on the thing. Well, okay, dude, it's okay. No, I got to clean the dust because it's getting dust on my balls. Oh, dude, what are you doing? And he rolls the ball, and then he's sweeping it everything because he's trying to clean up the alley because it's so dirty because it's getting dust on his ball. And next thing you know, we got curling. Who was the first dude that did? You know it's weed. It has to be weed. Weed does weird shit. We think different things on weed. It has to be the first people who are doing it, right?
I knew a guy. I went to school with him, and he could be anybody in checkers. It did not matter who you were. And how he did it was he got stoned and sat down at the checkerboard and figured it out. He did. He figured it out. He could beat anybody. He used to whip me up one side and down the other on a checkers board.
He figured it out. I'll
never forget. Yeah, he did. He got stoned and figured it out.
But you kind of wonder, who was the first guy in this world that got stoned, and how did he do it? Who, what guy made him go through this thing and says, you know what, I'm going to roll this up, put it in a paper thing, and smoke it? Who did that? The first weed guy. Who did that? I mean, who goes walking into a field and you want to smoke shit? How come he's not smoking flowers or shit? I don't know. It just, I'm thinking a lot of shit's been invented because somebody was stoned. It's like,
well, I imagine just about everything's been smoked. It's grown before somebody has tried to smoke it at one time or another.
You're absolutely right.
They just figured out weed is a better choice.
You're right. I'm just thinking, so I just think this kind of stuff. Hey, look who's in the studio. The woman, Mrs. Oz, the woman behind the curtain. Hello, Patty. Ooh. Good morning. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Good morning.
How are you, Gavin?
I'm good. And you?
Oh, I just woke up.
Oh, she sounds
good. I wish I could say that.
Yeah, she sounds happy. She sounds like a happy morning person. Pat discovered Canada on weed. She was smoking, and she goes, you know, this is not a maple leaf. This is something else. I know, dear. It's not a maple leaf. I'm going to call this country Canada. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories. A lot of you guys believe it. A lot of you believe it. Some of you believe that President Trump is normal. No, he's not.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory in itself.
That is. That's some kind of weird-ass theory. No, he's not.
Well,
you know, we have erased mental illness. The millennials have done a good job, and they have erased mental illness. And what I mean by that is that
they consider drug addiction mental illness now.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we remember when we were in school, there was always that crazy kid. I don't care who you were, there was a crazy kid. The kid was crazy. He didn't think like us. He's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sat with him and nobody ate lunch with him or her because it's like something's wrong with this person. Now, we grew up like that. The millennials did not. They're going, oh, that poor person by themselves. Come on, everybody. Let's get around them because they have no friends. And they support everybody. They always have a cause. So they erase mental illness. Say, he's not crazy. He's just different. Well, that's what they say about me.
I said that until they become violent, and then it's time for the medication.
Yeah, exactly. Until he starts burying bodies in his backyard. Hey, what happened to Jill? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's not crazy. He's just pissed off.
I knew a woman her half-brother was a serial killer.
Oh, was he really? Wow.
Yeah, I never met the guy. In fact, she really didn't know him. It was, she was, we'll just say this, her daddy had 26 kids. By
what?
Different women. Yeah, 26 different kids by different women. And one of these kids, which was one of her half-siblings, he used to kill kids, like teenagers his own age. And when they asked him what made him want to do that, he said, "I like to hear their bones break."
That's a sign. Yeah, no, no. If you're not a chiropractor, then you should report that person. Yeah, there's a sign. I know, Mr. Fred. Yes.
They found him with a dead body in his closet.
Damn.
And someone else he had already abducted and broken several bones.
Wow.
But this wasn't anywhere local around me. This was Midwest somewhere.
Yeah, you could almost spot that behavior when you're children. You guys remember when I lived in California, when it rained, you get the snails, right? The snails would come out. Snails don't do anything. Who gets pissed off at a snail? What does a snail do? I mean, it's like, come on, you're in my way. Okay, you're taking too long. I'm going to kill you. It's a snail. And this guy used to like to step on him and hear the crunch of the snail. And you used to go, okay, yeah, it's like something's not right. And then he used to get a match and burn the snail so his head could poke out and his antenna. I mean, you knew something was not right with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You can almost tell the behavior of people when they're young. But
it's
everybody has a price. Exactly. If I could ask you a question, I know I'll get the answer. Would you, if you found out there was a serial killer in your family, would you report it to the police? Your own family, a brother, sister, mother, would you report them to the police? Honest to God.
Well, it kind of depends. Well, it would depend on the circumstances, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they were going after, I don't know, let's go back to the old show, Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Say, someone who was, you know, ridding and, you know, dangerous people from the streets, you know, that might be a little bit, you know, a little bit of
a vigilante.
Wondering, you kind of wonder, wait a minute, do you really want to stop this? Or, even though you should, you really should, and most people would want to. And do, but you know, it all depends on who they're targeting and why.
Okay.
I can understand a mother wanting to protect their child at all costs.
Right.
Although I don't have children, but you know, I can understand that.
Right.
Or someone wanting to protect their parents. But
I can understand
time,
it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know it's wrong and it's got to be stopped.
Right. Right.
And you can't make someone stop doing something unless you remove them from society where they cannot do it.
Would you report them, though? Would you report, knowing that they will get life in prison or they get the death penalty, would you report
someone? In Alabama, you would die.
Right. Exactly. So would you report them?
As I said, it would all depend on the circumstances, you know, what if... It would just depend. It would probably depend. It would depend on their choice of victims. It would depend on, okay, what kind of life had they had before that might, you know, make them feel they had to do that. You know, usually a lot of serial killers come from good backgrounds. A lot of them do.
Right.
And then they end up, you know, hurting animals, and it gets kind of swept under the rug, and nobody thinks, oh, well, it's just animals. It's nothing to be worried about. But that's a big indicator of something seriously wrong.
Seriously wrong.
If, if it were my kid, I would become afraid of them, honestly, and afraid of what they might do. And
exactly.
Probably I would have something done about that, hopefully before they had a chance to do any more harm.
Well, let's say I visited Alabama. You and I are there. We're on a porch drinking tea. You and I are drinking tea.
I don't drink too much, but okay.
Yeah. Well, we put some stuff in our tea. And so we invite Pat. We invite Pat with us on the porch. And Pat brings her cat.
No plug.
And Mr. Fred goes amok. You know Mr. Fred is roaming the neighborhood. And he's tearing up people's faces. He chases a little kid. He's tearing up people's faces. Kids are running because Mr. Fred's pissed off. Now, we know
it's a wild one, too, from what I hear.
Because he's a Bengal cat and running around.
I got last week.
Yeah, she told me he went crazy on her last week.
Wow.
Because he saw a cat in the yard, and she got, in his way, or startled him.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, my ankle's showing signs of distress.
Oh, damn. That's not good.
What did I say I would have done? I'd have turned a hose on him.
You would turn a hose on Mr. Fred? Easy, Mr. Fred.
It won't kill him, but it'll change their attitude. It won't hurt
him.
It may make him
worse, but he's not sane when that happens, honey.
He's not sane.
he's in territorial freak out mode.
Yeah.
Territorial freak out.
So
I can see it now.
I
can
see it.
When he's doing
that.
Oh, right.
He's got to be stopped.
He has to be stopped, but I can see the insane cat defense for Mr. Fred.
Yeah.
Your Honor. My cat, Mr. Fred, he's not in his right mind when he tore that kid's face off. I don't know why. He's a nice little kitty, but he was not in his right mind.
Would be a defense, Brian.
That probably would be a defense. You're right. That would be.
No,
I got a crazy kid.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
But what do you do if he doesn't know what he's doing? Do you call the kennel and says we got to pick up this cat because he doesn't know what he's doing and he's hurting people, or do we say that's Pat's cat, Mr. Fred? He's just in a mood, and we don't want to call the cops on Pat's cat. But he's running around tearing people's face off.
Leave him be when he gets like that.
Leave him be. Turn the holes on. Leave him be.
Momentary lapse of reason.
Instinct. Take over.
Yeah, it was instinct. And territorial.
Yeah, it's his instinct that takes over. And, no rational thought. That's like when I found that kid in my house. Instinct took over. I would have tore into him had I not realized who it was. At the time.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 17-year-old kid.
Wow. Well, we're going to explore conspiracy theories, and then we're going to get in the mind of a serial killer.
Ooh.
And then we're going to get in mind of why Mr. Fred does things, even though it's his territory. Mr. Fred just doesn't flip off cat. Wouldn't it be funny if Mr. Fred just gave him the other cat a middle finger? Oh, get out of my yard. Fuck you. Scare him around. Bark at him. But no, Mr. Fred goes after him. He's protecting his territory. That's what cats do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what animals do. That's their natural thing, right?
Does it with squirrels.
Yeah.
He'll chase me.
Right.
He'll make me run all over the yard chasing squirrels. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
She does. she'll say one and all reason goes out of her head, and she goes after it. Like, she can actually catch them, but they go up the tree.
You know what, Robin? You bring up trauma to me. It was like, I'm usually in a city, L.A. Then I moved to the suburbs where I am now. And where I am now, there's coyotes, possums, squirrels.
Critters.
There's birds that will dive bomb at you, protecting their nest or territory. Critters. I'm not used to critters. I'll go up against a man, two-legged person, any day. But you give him four legs, I'm out. I don't care. I'm out. That's how I am. I surrender. I wave the right flag. You win, four-legged beast. So it was like, so I was not familiar with this. Nobody told me not to feed the squirrel. I go out and I go, oh, what a funny squirrel. He's standing there. I'm usually seeing him in a zoo, but I'm saying, there's a live squirrel right here. And he's flicking his tail, and I think he winked at me and went, a flirty squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I see him, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I'm going to give him a peanut. I see squirrel. I see squirrel. I got peanut. Nobody told me about this. Toss the squirrel a peanut. Squirrel say, hey, thanks, dude. Let me just eat this in front of you. Me, 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 me. Then squirrel say, you got any more? Okay, I got some more. Toss him another peanut. Me, 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 me. You got any more? Yeah. You're getting a little greedy, aren't you, little bastard? Here you go, squirrel. Squirrel got full. Squirrel decides to bury peanut. I'm going to keep this for later. Dig, 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 dig. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Good. I started to walk away. Squirrel started to follow me. I'm going, what the hell? I go, squirrel. And then I started to. Exactly. I fed him. And I started to walk away a little faster. And he started to walk away a little faster towards me. Next thing you know, if you look down the street, you're going to get a 6'2" black man, 256 pounds, running away from a squirrel chasing him down the street. Because that's what
that would be so funny.
That's what's happening because I'm a
grown
going, why?
Man running.
Exactly. I'm a grown ass. I go, why is this squirrel following me? Go away. Go away. And people are looking at me going, what's going on there? I finally get to the house. I run in the house. I shut the door. I even locked the door. I don't know about this squirrel. He could unlock this door, come through this. I don't know about squirrel. You know, my girlfriend says, what are you doing? I said, there's a squirrel out there. She goes, yeah. I had he started chasing me. Exactly. And I said, get away from the door. You think we're home. Turn off the light. She goes, are you crazy? She goes, are you crazy? Okay.
I can see her asking you that.
Exactly. I'm peeking out the curtain, see where that squirrel is. Squirrel gone. Well, I tend to be back then I was a smoker. Go out next morning, looking around, no squirrel. Sitting there puffing, and I look down, there's squirrel.
There's a squirrel.
There's no moose, but squirrel. There's squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, squirrel looks hungry. Squirrel wants my nuts. Toss him a nut. Squirrel goes, hey, thanks, dude. Yum, 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 yum. I go, and I'm talking to squirrel now. Squirrel, we're going to be friends. You don't fall. And, you know, you're thinking, you're talking to animals. You don't realize people around you're going, there's that strange man again. And I said, squirrel, we're going to be cool. We're going to be cool. Here's another peanut. Squirrel said, I'm full. Dig, dig, dig. Berry nut. I said, okay, I'm going to go in. I tossed my cigarette. The squirrel ran to a cigarette going, I don't smoke. Fucker. Where's peanut? I'm not giving you peanut. Walk in, same thing. Squirrel starts to follow me. I start walking a little faster. Squirrel starts walking a little faster. His tail started to flick. I go, his tail's flicking. He's out of his mind. He's going to hurt me. I run back in. I go up the stairs, run back in. Squirrel's running after me. I shut the door. Girlfriend says, what the hell is going on? I said, squirrel. She goes, you're a grown-ass man. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Exactly. He's flicking his tail and everything.
It's a tree rat.
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's a tree rat.
exactly, a tree rat. I mean, he eats like this. I mean, eating with his hands and everything. So long story short, I made friend with squirrel. The worst thing you can ever do is name squirrel. I name squirrel. I call squirrel Bert.
What do you name it?
Bert.
Bert. Oh.
Bert. So it got
the
to
squirrel.
A point where, yeah, Bert the squirrel. It got to a point where I would see squirrel in the morning, and then I would do the same thing. I found myself going to the store buying peanuts. And I found myself going to the store not just buying peanuts for squirrel. I found myself going to the store buying organic peanuts because I don't want squirrel to have an upset stomach. And organic peanuts are very expensive. I got to that point because, you know, Bert's there.
Mm-hmm.
So my girlfriend is looking. She goes, "Are you?" I go, "It's Bert." She goes, "Please don't talk to the neighbors. People think you're strange." Okay, fine. I'm not talking to them anyway, little bastards. I'd rather talk to Bert. Bert understands me. Understands me more than you do, bitch. Hey, Bert. So Bert's there. Me and Bert became friends, you know, blah, blah, blah. We became friends. Then all of a sudden, Bert grew tits. I'm going, "What do you got down there, Bert?" I go, "Bert is Berta."
Bert was a birdie.
It was a girl because he had
Bertie.
Yes, and I go, and which made me feel, "Oh, Berta, it was my job, my responsibility to nurse this." So here's what really, so I said, "Okay, Berta, we're going to have to split this. You're costing me too much money. You're like child support. I can't take this anymore. And you're controlling me." So I tossed Berta a lot of nuts. Keep Berta busy, and I slip away. I swear to God. So I slip away. Now, this is where I used to live. There were steps. You had to go up some steps, and you make it right, blah, blah, blah. I slip away. I'm looking at Berta just burying her nuts, and she's way, you know, to the side by the street. I'm almost up to the place. Then Berta looked around, flicked her tail, saw me, started to run up the stairs. And I go, "Berta, no." And then I ran in, shut the door, but I didn't want to upset Berta, so I just shut the screen. I shut the screen, I shut the door. And I'm going, girlfriend goes, "What's wrong, squirrel?" She goes, "What the fuck? You're a grown-ass man, squirrel."
"Are you an idiot?" "Yeah."
Right.
"Are you an idiot?"
That's what she said. And she goes, "What is your reasoning?" I go, "Squirrel likes nuts. My nuts. Keeping them, squirrel." And Cindy didn't really believe me, right? So she goes, "I'm going to open up this door, and this is enough is enough. This is embarrassing." She opens up the screen, and this squirrel is spread across the screen. Spread, you know, his whole body is spread sideways on the screen. She looked at it, she screamed.
"He crawled up on the screen."
She did. Berta climbed up on the screen, and she laid sideways like you were dead in the road. I mean, it was just laid flat. She opened the door. Berta was there going, "Hey, dude." She screamed. I go, "That's Berta?" She goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "That's Berta. Berta wants in." "No, get rid of squirrel." I said, "I can't. I fed Berta.
She won't go away."
She won't go away. She goes, "That is ridiculous. Squirrel, you can't. You got a bigger brain than a squirrel." I go, "No, I don't. This is ridiculous. You're bigger than a squirrel." So she was really adamant.
They're faster. They can climb.
Exactly. Experience. Right. And then the broom going, "Down, squirrel. Down, squirrel." Got the squirrel off the screen. Squirrel sat there with his legs up and with his paw up, begging for peanuts.
Oh.
Squirrel. And Cindy goes, "Get rid of squirrel." I go, "You heartless bitch. She's a mother. You got to be tough." Blah, blah, blah. I go, "Okay." So we go shopping. She goes, "We got to go shopping." I go shopping with her, and I see her in the produce section. "What are you doing in the produce section?" She goes, "Nothing." I go, "Okay." Then we go to the line, and I notice that she bought some organic peanuts. I go, "Are you kidding me?" She goes, "Well, Berta's probably hungry." I go, "Aha! There you go. Berta got to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying peanuts for Berta. Not just any peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
She bought Dodger peanuts, baseball peanuts, big peanuts for Berta." I go, "You softy. Get out of here."
They like the ones that are still shelled, too, because if you watch them, they'll crack them and shell them.
Exactly.
And they keep better. They keep better when they hide them.
Exactly. See, everything was fine until Berta brought her boyfriend over. This guy was a very abusive squirrel. I was the next morning, I fed Berta. Berta came to me sheepish, and Berta sat next to me. I go, "Here you go." And then Berta says, "Look, I got a boyfriend." And I'm going, Berta, do you really know about this guy? Berta's just, I guess he's okay. And then I fed Berta a squirrel, a peanut. And then the man squirrel, her husband or her boyfriend or her hookup, got mad and attacked Berta. And they were fighting. Squirrel fight. It was like domestic abuse in front of me. I'm not having it. Not having it. Right.
I had a fight that spanned three or four trees.
Right. They were fighting. I scared away the abusive husband. Berta kind of limped towards me. She held out her little arm for a peanut, and I saw her little arms, both of them were bleeding, and she barely lifted her little arm for a peanut. I'm going, Berta, we got to talk about this. You got to break up with this relationship. It's not good for you. And then next thing you know, I didn't see Berta, and then she had her kids, and her kids were out of control. I said, Berta, your kids are nuts. Your kids are out of, they're running around. They're up the tree. They're running around the neighborhood. I go, Berta, control your kids. Look at them. Look at this. And it's like, and then all of a sudden, Berta disappeared. Didn't see Berta for a while, and then I saw the kids, but she left me with the kids. I go, really, Berta? You left me to raise the kids? And they're crazy-ass squirrel kids. You know, I feed them a nut, and they run up a tree, and they do flips, and they run on the wire, and they do flips and joking and chasing the birds and going, I can't handle this. You can't just leave me your kids, and I'm raising squirrels. Nah, I'm out of here. So never feed a squirrel. That's all I'm saying. It's not worth it.
Well, I will say, like, in the summertime when it gets hot, if you'll pitch them a small piece of ice, they're really thankful for that. They'll grab it and run off, and they'll eat it, you know, to get water. And they won't pester you for more. Trust me, they won't.
Yeah. This Berta just loved me. I had the same thing with a coyote. I had the same thing believe it or not, I had the same thing with a coyote. I used to sit and smoke, and there used to be a coyote that used to come. And he was just, the coyote thought he was a dog because this coyote used to play with the dogs. The dogs would chase the coyote would chase the dogs, and they'd be playing with the dogs. He thought he was a dog.
That's unusual because usually they try to do that to lure them out so the pack can attack them. The dog.
Exactly. No, he was one of these coyotes that nobody wanted to hang around, you know, that he was one of these strange coyotes that nobody wanted to be friends with. So I named him Wiley. Wiley Coyote.
Wiley,
you know, like I name him Wiley.
From
the Roadrunner. And so I sit there, and it was so funny. Wiley would sit next to me, but he would sit kind of further away from me, but he would sit with me. And I'm going, Wiley, what are you doing? He would look at me, and I go, oh, Wiley. And we were talking as I'm done smoking. I would point, go up the street. Wiley would go up the street. So I got to the neighborhood and knew Wiley. Everybody knew Wiley. So I was outside talking to my friend. It was at nighttime. Well, all of a sudden, Wiley joined his pack, and it was bad. It was a bad dude. It was like a gang. It was like, and Wiley was in the back. And the girl says, look at Wiley. He's with these mean coyotes. So, Wiley, what are you hanging around with the bad elements? And Wiley, as they're walking, Wiley sat, and he looked at me and almost like waved to me. And I go, Wiley. And then the guy, the leader of the pack, got Wiley by the neck and pulled Wiley. And I'm going, whoa. Wiley fell in the bad ground. So I learned my lesson.
They are pack animals.
Yeah, they are. I said, then I learned my lesson. No squirrels or coyotes. Now I feed a peacock. What a lovely bird.
I love peacocks. I got a whole room.
No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I don't. No, I don't.
They're beautiful birds, but they're very loud.
And they're probably very mean. I bet you they're mean.
They can get very territorial.
Yeah.
Especially peacocks. Peahens are not really that bad, but they're not the pretty, they don't have the pretty feathers. It's the males that have the feathers.
Yeah.
But they're still pretty. They're beautiful.
They are. I just moved in now with the critters. I made friends with a couple of really baby raccoons. I thought they're so cute, the baby raccoons. I named them Smash and Grab. They were the two raccoons.
Raccoons are bad to carry rabies.
They do.
Yeah.
I just, you know, you gotta be careful of these critters. We're in their home, and It is really. So we're going back to conspiracy theories. There we go. Can any of you guys name a conspiracy theory? QAnon, anybody. Anybody names a conspiracy theory, you know, it could be true or not. Anybody? Anybody?
Well, there's a lot of propaganda going around right now.
Right. Okay. How about UFOs? Does anybody believe in UFOs here?
I do.
Do you?
I don't not believe in
them. You don't?
I haven't seen any. But
Pat says she saw. Okay, Pat, can you describe the UFO that you've seen?
It was just a bright light that was hovering over the lake. There was three of them, and they were stationary.
Hmm.
There was no way anything should have been there.
That is something.
And then we saw them earlier, about 40 years ago. We were looking up in the sky in the, about 6:30 at night. And they were hovering over the falls.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you think it was a ship?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Now, were you in the country or was it by your house?
One was over Lake Ontario. I was in a kind of cruise thing. And it's usually around dusk.
Hmm.
And one was over my home.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. And I could go with that. And we talked about a conspiracy theory last week. Love. Love is a conspiracy theory as far as I'm concerned. Think about it. Does love exist? Or is it a theory
or an
emotion that we have?
Well, emotions are real.
Are they?
They are real. They are
real. Okay.
Because they're real to you. Like, they're real to each individual person.
So you're saying to me that if you're pregnant and your husband or boyfriend feels your labor pains or feels that the emotional connection because you're pregnant, he goes through the pregnancy with you, he has morning sickness because you have morning sickness, is he really experiencing pregnancy sickness? Because he's not pregnant.
No, it's an emotion. It's a state of mind, and it also could be a hormonal imbalance. I don't know if you know about like women that are around each other a lot. You know, they're
the same period.
Well,
they have the same period. Isn't that interesting?
Are around the same time they'll sync up. And it could be that way with, male hormones to help them kind of realize what of the woman's going through.
Right. Isn't that always a mystery? Isn't that interesting, Robin? Because nobody really thought about it. If you get three or four women syncing up their periods and it happens, you're going, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's one of the reasons why I didn't like to work with women when I worked in a warehouse. One week out of the whole month, it was nothing but a bitch fest. That's like, screw that. Move me to the warehouse where there's only like one other woman.
Well, you're right.
And we don't even work in the same department.
You don't want to work the same. We got to find out why that happens. That's really a phenomenon. I never knew why.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go. A conspiracy theory is an explanation for an event or a situation that asserts the existence of a conspiracy by a powerful and sinister group, political motivation. The term generally has a negative connotation to it. Implying the appeal of conspiracy theory is based on prejudice, emotional conviction, or insufficient evidence.
Mm-hmm.
A conspiracy theory is
has an inkling, and they say, "Oh, there's a conspiracy going on here, you know. There's some people
exactly.
that are a little more suspicious to those things than others. I mean, we all know they exist and they go on
mm-hmm.
because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's basically what white-collar crime is all about, is, you know, conspiring to work, you know, with another person for personal gain. I mean, to me, that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's conspiracy theory, even if it just two people conspiring.
Right.
But it still,
I want you to,
it still falls under that category.
That is true. And when did our conspiracy theories hit main thing? And it started with this tape. This is when it started. This is Kellyanne Conway and Meet the Press. She's working with the Donald Trump campaign, and this is when it hit mainstream. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
She's with Meet the Press, and then you realize when it started. We're in our world. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Did not answer the question. Why did the president send out his press secretary, who's not been explained, you did not answer the question. Why did the president send out his press secretary, who's not just the spokesperson for Donald Trump, he also serves as the spokesperson for all of America at times. He speaks for all of the country at times. Why put him out there for the very first time in front of that podium to utter a provable falsehood? It's a small thing, but the first time he confronts the public, it's a falsehood?
Chuck, I mean, if we're going to keep referring to our press secretary in those types of terms, I think that we're going to have to rethink our relationship here. I want to have a great, open relationship with our press. But look what happened the day before, talking about falsehoods. We allowed the press to come into the Oval Office and witness President Trump signing executive orders. And, of course, you know, the Senate had just confirmed General Mattis and General Kelly to their two posts. And we allow the press in, and what happens almost immediately? A falsehood is told about removing the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. That's just flat-out false. And the pool writer...
And it was corrected immediately.
But why was it said? Why was it said in the first place? Because everybody
know.
Is so presumptively
climb,
negative.
Climb into the head of that
no,
reporter.
That it's okay. No,
but
excuse me. Oh, no. That reporter was writing... on behalf of the press pool. That falsehood
that.
Got spread 3,000 times before it
excuse,
was corrected.
Excuse
and
me.
It's still
it
out there.
It does not excuse, and you did not answer the question.
You did not answer
the question of why the president asked the White House press secretary to come out in front of the podium for the first time and utter a falsehood. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office
no, it
on
doesn't.
Day
don't
one.
Be so, don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But
alternative facts.
Facts.
And it,
yeah, that is something that is a lie.
Yeah. And so it begins, alternative facts. Here we go.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Wait a minute. Alternative facts? Alternative facts, four of the five facts he uttered. The
hey,
one
Chuck,
thing he
why,
got
hey,
right
Chuck.
With Zeke Miller, four of the five facts he uttered were just not true. Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
Chuck, do you think it's a fact or not that millions of people have lost their plans or health?
Alternative facts. Now it begins. Exactly. Donald Trump's people created alternative facts. And he says alternative facts are not facts, they're falsehood. Alternative facts. Now we start the conspiracy theory. Exactly.
Yeah, well, if enough people believe those alternative facts.
Exactly.
It's propaganda. It's U.S. propaganda.
That's true.
It is. He's right.
I mean, but it's like, let's say Pat caught John doing something. Pat says, you know, did you feed Mr. Fred generic cat food? Because you know he doesn't like that. And John goes, no, I did not. He goes, well, here's the label. He goes, I bought it alternately fact store. It's close to it, so I didn't lie. It's alternately fact store. And it seems like it. It smells like it. It tastes like it. What's the problem? Because you did not get him the food that he usually gets. I gave him something similar.
Similar is the same.
Yeah, it's like alternative. And that's where we started. And that's why we are where we are now. She made that. She said that on live TV, and that's where we are. Alternative facts, conspiracy theory. And when we come back, we're going to get in mind of a serial killer, and we're going to also get the top conspiracy theory that people that we thought was bizarre, but were actually true.
Mm-hmm.
Are actually true. And this is where I get my coffee. This is when Pat plays her game. But we're going to get Pat off the hook. She doesn't have to guess the song. We're going to give her off the hook. But when we come back, the 12 most strangest conspiracy theories that turn out to be true. It's going to be weird. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio on the thing. We got Pat, the amazing Pat, and the amazing Robbins in the studio. We got four other 111s in the studio. One of them was probably Mr. Solution. He's afraid to come out. If you'd like to come in the studio, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number. Oh, before we go on the break, guess what, kids? Guess what?
What?
Okay. I have to say it. Are you ready? Are you ready? The Powerball is now $1.9 billion.
Oh.
$1.9 billion. Go to thelottery.com. You'll see it right there. $1.9 billion would it be? The drawing is tonight. And you know, the good thing about that is that you have other ways to win. You don't have to get all the numbers. You can get two or three numbers and still be a millionaire if you hit those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pat played the numbers last week, and then all of us played the numbers the week before, even John. And last time I went to get the tickets, John was on my shoulder leading me astray. I'm saying, I came in there, I said, you know, it's too busy. John's on my show going, get in there, Brian. But John, get in there, Brian. Get in there. Okay, John. And John was on my shoulder. John says, got his numbers down. Got you guys' numbers down. 1.9 with a B. Somebody did win last week from New Jersey. There was another guy from California who hit four numbers, and he was a multimillionaire. Who was? Yeah, but Robin, you could play Powerball. You don't need me, right? You could play Powerball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could drive up to the state line and get a ticket.
Yeah. How long? How far is the state line from where you are?
About 20 miles. At the most.
Oh,
well,
that's a long
closest place to get one is 20 miles.
Wow.
It's like 17 miles to the Tennessee state line.
Okay. Well, I could make it easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to buy a ticket? Let's play a game. Anybody? Let's start from the beginning.
I would love a ticket, honey.
You would love it. Why do I feel like Willy Wonka? The golden ticket. I got a golden ticket. Well, Pat.
Mike, I don't care what color it is as long as it's a winner.
I don't care what color it is. But you have to win the ticket. In order to win the ticket, we play the game. We play the game. We play a game for tickets. It's a game show for tickets.
Okay.
You know how the game is played. You got to guess the song.
Okay.
Do the lyrics. And you too, Robin. I got one for you too. But we'll go with Pat.
Okay.
I'll do the lyrics. But you have to guess the song, the title of the song. And if you guess the artist, you get another ticket.
Oh,
Are you ready, Pat?
Yeah.
All right. Get ready. Relax, breathe. Get ready. Really? Relax, breathe.
Yeah.
Got your thinking hat on? Now, you want John can help you? John cannot help you. If John can help you, then you share a ticket. If John doesn't help you, he has to play the game. Pat?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay, you ready? Okay. You know this song. You do know this song. I would say 90s. I put in the 90s, but you do know this song. Okay. Now, you have to guess the song before I finish the lyrics, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And nobody gets any help, no help, because it's for ticket. One ticket. And if you know the song, you guess the artist, you get another ticket. Here we go. Hey, sorry I missed your call. Just leave a message after the beep. Hey, yeah, it's me. Just been thinking about everything tonight. And I don't know. I just miss you so much. Give me a call back if you can. Remember, you have to guess the song before I end it.
I don't know this one, Brian.
Yes, you do.
Brian,
yes, you do. Give a minute. I promise you do. Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone because I can't fight it anymore. And I'll sing a little verse to get it in there. And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind. For me, it happens all the time. Oh, I thought that was going to be the clue.
Oh, I know that one.
Robin, don't say it if you know it. Do you know that song, Robin? Do you know it?
I won't say it.
Okay. I'll say it one more time, Pat. Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone because I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind. For me, it happens all the time. Pat, anything?
No.
Okay, hang in there. It's the quarter
it's
after
brutal.
One. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you. Pat?
No, I can't seem to
hang
understand
in there.
What it is.
All right. Another shot of whiskey. Can't stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweeping in the way you did before. And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind. Okay. So we won't go. Just remember the lyrics. The title's in the song, Pat. The title's in the song. Just give me a shot at the song. Just the title. You've never heard it. The title's in the song.
Do you know
it?
No.
It's a quote. Oh, does John know it? Does John know it?
No. We're both
okay.
Not able to figure this out.
It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Robin, want to give him a help?
I thought I knew it, but I'm not 100% sure now.
Okay. Well, the game's not over because we'll play. No. Well, the game's not over yet, but maybe you don't know this song, but I could have sworn you know it. Tell me if you know it. I'm going to play it right now, and we'll be right back with Conspiracy Theories. Here you go, Pat. This is the song, and here's the song, Pat. Robin.
Okay.
fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. If the quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now.
Yeah.
And I
don't listen to country.
I can't hear you.
Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. You guys remember that song at all? No?
No.
I don't.
Not at
I
all.
Never heard it before. I thought it was Rains of Africa.
Wow.
I don't
and,
know.
And Robert,
song.
You didn't know it either? Wow.
No, I don't listen to country music. The country music I listen to was like. Like from 94 and above.
Okay.
Not
now,
below.
Now,
not after.
Okay,
that.
now it's your song. Now it's your time, Robin.
My song. Okay.
Now,
yeah.
I think.
One that I would know.
Okay. I'll give you one that you should know. Now, Pat could probably can help you with this one. I guarantee you, Pat can help you with this one because you know most of the songs. But I'm going to do a little trick on you. I'm going to take you to the 50s. I'm taking you to the 50s.
50s. Oh.
The 50s. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I won't
Pat?
Get it. I won't
what
get it.
What do you mean you won't get it? What do you mean you won't get it?
I don't know the 50s songs.
I don't know much of the 50s.
What do
50s
you mean?
Okay,
the 60s. No, you might know the 50s song. Just hang in there. Tell me, but we'll say it. But when you know it, if you do know it, Pat, just say, I know it, but don't say it, okay? Because I think you're going to know it. I think you're going to know it, okay?
Okay?
Okay, here we go. All right. Mm-hmm. These are for the tickets. Remember, these are billion-dollar tickets. You could be the billion-dollar, because these songs are not easy. It's going to – I'll give you a hint. Ready, Robin? This is on you. I'll give you a hint. 50s.
You there?
Yeah. Are you there? Can you hear me? Can you
I
hear
can
me?
Yeah. Something just
okay.
Cut off there for a minute, but.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. It's the 50s. I'll give you a hint. It's what somebody says when they meet somebody. When you meet. Oh, this is what you say when you get a telephone call. This is when you say you answer the phone. This is usually what you say.
Mm-hmm.
That's your first clue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So think about it. Somebody's calling you, and the first thing you say when you pick up, think about it. That's what you say. Pat,
mm-hmm.
Did you get that clue? Did you get that clue?
Who?
All right.
Me?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Here you go, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Think. Here we go, 50s. Think. Here we go.
50s.
Hello, baby. Yeah. This is the big bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I what?
Oh.
Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Come on. No, no, no.
I kind of know it, but I don't
know. I know it, but I can't think of the name of it.
Me too.
Wait. Can't say it.
Hello. Hello, darling.
Nope.
Was it that?
Nope. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in her walk, a giggle in her talk, make the world go round.
Oh, round. Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on.
I know. That's Jerry Lee Lewis.
No. No, it's not.
It wasn't?
No.
No.
Well, you're getting close.
I know. I had that song in my head the other day, and I couldn't think of it. But yeah.
Pat, do you know it?
It was.
No.
Oh, come on.
It's familiar,
okay.
But Chubby I don't
Checker.
Know it.
What?
Was it Chubby Checker?
I'll try to sing it. Tell me if you know it. Hello, baby. Yeah, that's me, the Big Bopper, speaking. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you
Big
sweet
Bopper.
Thing. Do I what? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Nothing. Chantilly lace with a pretty face and a ponytail. With a ponytail hanging down. Yeah, a wiggle in her walk and a giggle in her talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel so loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What I
no?
Want. Yeah.
No?
Oh, I know it, but the name is like, the name, the song Chantilly Lace.
Okay, wait, what did you say? What's the name of the song? What's the name of the
Chantilly
song?
Chantilly Lace.
Bingo. Yes, that's the name of the song.
I know
song.
That. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah,
you that I
John
think
came
of.
Up with that.
What did John say? What did John say?
John came up with Chantilly Lace.
Okay.
I
name.
Did.
Name the singer.
Big Bopper.
Yes.
Ooh, I always thought
it. Very good. The
or
Big
actually,
Bopper.
Personally, I thought that was Jerry Lee Lewis. But wait a minute.
No,
Big Bopper. That was him. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, baby, you know what I like. Okay, now I got to get something for John. Okay, so you get one ticket with Chantilly Lace, but you did not get the Big Bopper. No, I'm sorry, honey. She did not get it, honey. She did not.
She
you can't threaten me.
That was a mail truck
baby.
Went by.
Yeah. Oh, baby, that's what I... Pat, I'm surprised you never heard of that song. Really, Pat? Really?
I've heard
well,
it a million times.
It depends what you listen to, right?
But you probably
yeah,
heard... Here
like
it is right here.
Classic oldie. Yeah, it's
here's
one of those classic oldies.
Yeah, it is. Here you go. Listen to this. Hello, baby. There you go. Remember how it started?
Well, we were talking about songs the other day about perverts, sounding about girls.
Yeah,
that changed my mind. That song did. It did.
Oh, you sweet man. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long neck goose, like a
Canada.
Girl.
I get my flat
shoes.
Baby? Chantilly lace had a pretty face, had a pony tail hanging down.
wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round.
Hey,
the
door
in the world like a big eye goo. Yeah. Make the act so funny, make the spend my money, make the feel real new. Like a long neck goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey?
Well, he can't hear right now.
Pick you up at 8.
And you look at the blue and
club. And don't be late.
They were always in black positions.
I ain't got no money, honey.
Back in the day.
Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Yeah.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face. Ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make the act so fun.
I remember that smelly perfume, that Chantilly lace. It stunk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It stunk. It did.
Do you remember it now?
Like Oscar Velva, oh man, it was. Yeah, I remember. I remember the song. It just, I couldn't remember, you know, who sang it or and the actual name of it. So I heard you say
right.
it, and I was like, oh. I know that because I was thinking about that song the other day when you were talking about, you know, the, you know, dirty, that sounds dirty towards, like, young girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Young that girls. Was... Yeah. That, baby, that's what I like. Yes, Pat.
We didn't have any of that kind of music up here.
You did?
No, really. There wasn't
really?
That much black music on the air up here in Canada.
No, he was white. The Big Bopper was white.
Yeah, he just has a deep voice.
He was just a white fat guy.
Well, we didn't have much of that music up here.
Okay. Huh. All right, I'll give you one more. Okay, this one's for John. Okay, just
okay.
for John. Ready, John? Does John want to play?
Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, John. I'm going to take you to the 60s, John. All right, I'm going to take you to the 60s. Tell me. Now, you can't help them. You can't help them. Pat, you cannot help them, okay?
Okay.
And Robin? No
okay.
helping. All right, here we go. Okay, here you go, John. Here you go. Would you think if I sing out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your
Beatles.
Ears and I'll...
Oh, the
Beatles.
The Beatles? Well, you see, I have to go with another song because that was for John. Mm. You couldn't say anything.
Oh,
not only that, he wasn't the only, the Beatles weren't the only one that sang that song. Joe Cocker sang that song.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, at Woodstock.
Yes. Would you stand up and walk out on me? I get high with a little help with my friend. But Pat answered it.
Can I give him a hint?
I can't. I got to give him a new song. Here. I got to give him a new song now.
A new song?
But very good.
Give him a hint, the one
what about if he tells you the other singer for it?
No, because because Robin already did with Joe Cocker.
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, the song that was also the theme song for the show, The Wonder Years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, you ready? Is John ready? Because he had another song for him.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go. John, I'm going to take you into the 80s. Okay, only John can answer now.
Okay.
You can whisper that
damn.
I can't hear,
okay.
But if I hear. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. John, here we go. Baby. Take off your coat real slow and take off your shoes. I'll take off your shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. John?
No.
Here we go. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. You can leave your hat on. John?
No, don't remember that one.
Okay. Robin, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
No? All right, I'm just going to play a little bit of it. Wow, I'm not doing good. We're not done yet, John. Hold on. Maybe it's just me. You should know. Maybe I'm trying to do it on purpose so you won't know, but here's a little bit of it. Here's a little bit of it. Anybody? Does anybody remember that song?
Joe
anybody?
Cocker.
Yes, it right. Yes, indeedy. Joe Cocker. Leave your hat on.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I got one.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
All right. First one to get it, but you got to not only get the song, but you got to get who sang it and who wrote it.
Okay.
Which is pretty easy.
Okay.
And I know y'all know this. It's one of my favorite songs in the world. Busted Flat in Baton Rouge.
Mm.
Waiting for a Train. When I was feeling nearly as faded as my jeans.
Hmm.
Bobby Thumbed a Diesel Down. Waiting for a Train.
No, not me. Pat or
on our way
John.
Back to New Orleans.
Back to New Orleans. Never heard of it.
Oh, my. You know, I know you have. Oh, come on. It was, all right, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
It was written by Chris Christopherson.
Okay.
It was written
by
Chris Christopherson.
Right.
And it was performed by the Pearl River Bad Girl. And if anybody knows who that is, they will know the name.
Huh. Don't know.
It is Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin.
Oh, I remember
a
that.
$1 million.
I know that one. Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She was a blues singer.
Okay.
Most people thought she was a rock and roll singer, but Janis Joplin sang the blues.
Huh.
Most
didn't
people
know that.
Know that. Most people thought she sang rock and roll. She did not. She was a blues singer. And if you ever listen to other, you know, songs of hers, you can tell they're all bluesy.
Huh. Interesting. You got me on
gotta
that one because I did not know.
Got to listen to some of her music. She was awesome.
Wow. I will. I will go listen to some of that. It's got some good music.
But yeah. It was Me and Bobby McGee written by Chris Christopherson.
I remember that. Well, last one, and we'll go to our thing. Okay, we're going to get off of songs. We're going to go on TV. Pat and John, did you guys ever watch TV in the 60s? Did you watch TVs? Did you watch TV at all?
Not much.
All right, let me see if you're going to – I'm going to take a shot at this one, right? Both of you guys, here, guys, both of you guys are in play. Here we go. This is a TV show. Your hint, Black Oil. Here we go. Come and listen to my story.
Easy.
You got that one.
Very easy.
Well, okay, but don't say it. Don't say it. Okay, here you go, Pat and John. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed.
Jed?
Oh,
a poor mountaineer. Very good. You got a ticket. There you go.
It was they called it black gold oil.
Black
gold. Because it was worth so much.
A man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea.
See?
Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
There you go. John gets a ticket. Pat gets a ticket. And, of course, Robin gets a ticket. Robin gets two. She named it. So what we got? Two, three, four tickets going. And the California Lottery today, the drawing tonight is 1 point. You see what it is? I'm looking at it again. 1.9 billion with a B dollars.
I can't believe none of you know me and Bobby McGee.
There you go. So I'm gonna get that. So the ticket goes to. Ticket goes to Pat, John, Laverne, and of course Robin. There you go. That's one.
Thank
That's
you.
Two tickets, three tickets, four tickets, five tickets. Crew.
Okay, is the deal that we all win if one wins?
If one wins, we all split. How's that?
40%. Sounds good to me. 40%. 40%.
Oh, come on, Brian.
All right. One for all.
Hey, I'd let you use my beach house.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it would either be on the coast of Florida or on the coast of Alabama.
Exactly. And you know how it works. I'm going to give you guys your numbers after the show. The drawing takes place at 7:45 California time. So that's, 10:45 you guys' time? That would be
An hour earlier for me.
Oh, yeah. Yours is like 9:45. Yeah, yours is 9:45.
I'm in Central.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could always go to the lottery and check your tickets. You know, you see the numbers that came in. Like I said, one guy won last time in Jersey. The motherfucker won like $1 billion in Jersey. One guy won in Jersey. Another guy in California picked five numbers. I think it was five, four or five, and he's a multimillionaire. So there's other ways to win. There's other ways to win, my friend. Now, here's what we always do. Now, we have to call on Pat. Pat? Use your cards. Find out if it's good. Do we have good positive energy going in on this one? Do we have good positive energy, or is it negative energy for us to go in on this one tonight? What do you say?
I think it's good because we have the eclipse coming up.
It's true.
A new moon. The effects are happening already. There's a 2-week window that a lot of events are going to happen. Like astrologically, anyhow. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. It could make the difference.
It could.
So could it be in our favor or against us? Because it's kind of crazy.
Oh, in our favor. In our favor.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, I hope so.
I guess
it's gonna be in our
no
favorite,
draws
guys.
On Monday, eh?
Monday, Wednesday.
No, I don't wear any draws on Monday. I usually wear draws on Tuesday.
I guess that's something we would say.
Exactly. Exactly.
Powerball or the Mega Millions?
Well, which one?
Which one is
it? No, the Powerball. Powerball. Powerball.
Okay.
The Powerball, the Mega Millions. Let's see, somebody won it because the Mega Million is $67 million. The Powerball is $1.9 billion, the Powerball.
Powerball dominates.
Mm-hmm.
What is,
do you guys,
are they being drawn on them?
There's the days that's available.
Okay.
Today.
Okay. Could we get a ticket for Monday?
Monday.
Is the eclipse.
Well,
the
kiddo, the Powerball is, when do they draw? The Powerball is Wednesday.
Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
It does draw Monday. It does draw Monday.
It does? Ooh.
Yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Yeah, it does draw Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Ooh. Hey, I wouldn't care if I missed time and got more next week, you know.
Well, somebody might win tonight, and if they win tonight, it goes back to only $20 million now.
$20 million. I don't think I would complain too much about that.
I don't think so either, right? Only $20 million. Just look how we are. Of course,
million,
we should play Monday.
You know?
Exactly.
That's like $19 million more than I really need.
Well, there you go. We got our bets in. You guys are going to get the numbers. We'll get the numbers before the end of the show. Pat and John will tell me their numbers. Robin will tell me their numbers. This is how we play it. So we all know their numbers, and people are listening will know the numbers, so they'll check with you too. I will get Laverne on the phone, give me her numbers, and we'll get our numbers all locked in by the end of the show. Deal? So you guys can think about your numbers.
Yeah, but aren't you doing a quick pick for it?
No, that would be no fun. We got to do it on. We got to work for this. We'll do our numbers.
Well, I thought you had a stroke the last time.
I did. And I had a stroke. I hated you all. I hated you guys. It's like I hate you all. But I didn't know how to do it. Now I know how to do it. Now I know what to do. And now I know that I have to do it as a swipe it really nice and not be dirty. Daddy, you do
yes,
daddy.
Yeah, don't have a dirty ticket. No dirty
ticket. Yeah, don't have a dirty ticket. That stupid woman.
Don't
daddy.
Want to be dirty.
Exactly. And people around me, your daddy. Daddy, daddy ticket, daddy.
What is that?
Shut up. Shut up, woman. We'll be right back.
If you knew how dirty I was, everything would touch you. Dirty.
Yeah. We're going to work on this one. We're going to send in our numbers. We're not going to quick pick this. It's too easy.
Okay.
We're going to work for this billion, baby. So by the end of the show, we're going to all have our numbers. By the end of the show, we'll all have our numbers. Yep. We'll say it on the air so it'll be documented. People will know what our numbers are. That's what we're going to do. All right. We'll be right back. Conspiracy theories. Sorry, guys. Conspiracy theories that actually turned to be true. And one of my conspiracy theories is love. And we'll be right back. I'm going to mute everybody. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Get some coffee. Go to the bathroom. Feed Mr. Fred. Feed Honey. And we'll be right back. Love, right? Love. What does love have to do with anything? Ugh, love. We'll be right back.
Touch of your hand makes my folks react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl marvels at such fact. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that's it. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do it.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I? Wow. Trying to remember that song. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Sgt. Pepper, one of the best albums out there. Remember that? Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart. He said it's one of the Beatles' best. Well, they said it's the White Album, or Sgt. Pepper was one of their best. I don't know. I'm getting high with a little help with my friends. Yeah. The Fab Four. Good music. Good music never dies. Joe Cocker did it, and Robin was right. Joe Cocker did it. Here's Joe Cocker. I never heard Joe Cocker's version of with a little help from our fans. Never heard his version of it. Let me see how it sounds. Let me see what it sounds like. Now it sounds to me gospel. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. That's Cocker. That's Joe Cocker. It sounds a little bit too gospel for me. Here's the Beatles with the same song. To go with that one. The other one is just too Joe Cocker was a little bit too gospel for me. Maybe it's just me, but you know, he sounds a little bluesy.
If you listen to the song a little longer, it's more bluesy, not gospel.
It's still good. So I had a conversation with a friend. You guys say yes or no. I had a conversation with a friend, and I said she believes in time travel. She asked me a question. She said, Brian, do you believe in time travel? I said no. And I explained the butterfly effect, okay? Now, I'm going to ask you. Now, I could be right or wrong, so I'm going to ask you guys. Do you guys believe in time travel? Is time travel a thing?
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. I wish it were.
So you believe that people can travel into time?
Yes.
Well, they travel through time, that's for sure.
Wait a minute. Did John say yes? Yes, they do, Robin. Did John just say yes?
Yes.
He's right. Time travel is a real thing.
Really?
It is a real thing. Yes.
How do you do it?
But it's not quite what is seen in the movies. Under certain condition, it is possible to experience time passing at a different rate than 1 second per second. According to NASA, time travel is possible through what's called the dilation. However, no person has ever demonstrated the kind of back-and-forth time travel seemed in science fiction or proposed a method of sending a person through significant period of time that would destroy them on the way. So time travel is a real thing. There you go. Interesting. And it says, why is time travel considered impossible? Well, the simplest answer is that time travel cannot be possible because if it was, we would already be doing it. One can argue that it is forbidden. It is forbidden. Can you imagine what a disaster that would be? Because I was having a conversation with that person. I said, can you imagine? See, I believe in the butterfly effect. You guys know what the butterfly effect is? With the butterfly wings, if you touch something. Yeah. So if I go in the future, let's say I go in the past, and I touch something or I knock something off a table or something out of whack, just a little thing, it could have effect in the future of the world. Can you imagine? I'll ask you a question. I'll just ask you a question, and then we'll move on. Robin, if you could go back in time and see Hitler when he was a little boy, would you kill him knowing that he is going to exterminate millions of Jews? But you know this little boy, and he might be a cute little boy. He might be playing in the backyard. He might be on a swing. Would you kill him?
Yes.
You would kill him. Wow.
Yes. Knowing the destruction that lay ahead, yes.
Okay. Fair answer. John or Pat, would you kill him?
I don't know. I think I probably would.
You would? See, this is why human beings can't go to trial. They can't. It's wrong for them to do time travel, because if you killed Hitler and he did not exist, then those six million Jewish people will survive. Am I correct? The world, we would not have a Holocaust. The world will not know about war. And maybe some of those people who survived turned to be serial killers and killed other people, or even worse, baby killers or pedophiles. Because they did not die that time. So it would be hard to resist that. It would be hard to resist. And this is why human beings do not have the discipline, in my opinion, to go time travel, because we don't have the discipline for it, because we would change history.
I would change mine, that's for sure.
Would you change yours? You would change your history.
The continuum, as they say in Star Trek.
Would it be continual?
No, you can't do anything to disrupt the continuum.
Exactly. Exactly. But I don't think human beings are that disciplined to not touch or not do anything or save someone to disrupt the future of the world. For instance, if you have a person that you loved, your mom, your parents, or whoever died, you know how they died in a car accident, and you stopped them from getting in that car that time, it changes the whole destiny of the world. Can you be that disciplined to watch them die in that car wreck? Because you know that you can't do it. If you do anything, you change the course of everything. And you know there's no time travel, and you go, well, how do you know, Brian? Because if there was, we would not have memories, and we would not have a past, because it would continuously change. For instance, everything we're learned in school with the Native Americans and Columbus and so on and so forth, or our inventors and whatever, they will all be erased if it was time travel. They may not exist. Slavery.
Well,
so our memories will be erased.
Now that goes all the way back to the ancient Egyptians. I mean,
right.
Every race of people have been enslaved at one point.
Well, can you imagine going back into biblical days and stop Eve for eating that apple? That changed the world?
Mm-hmm.
And would you do it? See, so that's, and I don't think human beings have that, and we're thinking every human being is a good human being. Bad human beings could travel too. They could change the world. They could do destruction. Yeah. So.
But I was thinking more about, like, if you could go back and change your own.
But if you changed your own, really, okay, Robin, let's give an example. Okay, what would you like to change? What would you like to change?
I would have, number one, I would have never had back surgery where I had it. And
right.
Number two, I would have made sure that I wouldn't have ever ended up this way. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Now, the reason you ended up this way is most of the time that you work from home and you work with artists, and maybe because of your disability, I'm going to call it a disability. I'm going to call it, you know what I'm trying to say? And maybe you had more time to work with artists from your home. But if that didn't happen, maybe we would never met, because you would have probably been on the road. You would have probably been working in studios and other places, and we would have never met.
That's possible. Or we could have met in a different capacity.
But that's how some people think. And even if we met in a different capacity, that would just change our relationship anyway. We would probably be good friends, but we still would not be. I would have never had the chance to interview your good friends and learn something from them. I would have never met them.
It's true. That is true.
So
that's
a catch 22. And you guys would have never met me, which is a good thing. It was gonna be. I can see Rob. I can see Pat and John going, "Isn't it quiet in the morning? What was that noise?" So nice and peaceful. And you know, and then they're going to look at me and going, "Who is that black guy who's a billionaire who kept all those tickets and those numbers?" Huh? We could have been billionaires. It's just weird. So here we go. 12 conspiracy theories that...
I could have been a successful dancer, you know.
You could have.
Yeah.
You could have. And you could. And then would you have met Ryan if you were?
I might have.
Hmm?
What was actually the strangest thing about the way he and I met is that before he moved down here and to get the job he, you know, has now, you know, his daddy actually lived down here in this, working for the same company, and lived in the apartment complex that was literally right behind my house.
Mm.
And that was a good 10 years before he and I met.
Wow. So maybe you're thinking
so
we're
was
supposed
to. He literally closer to me than we ever even knew it. Until after we met.
You know, that was very interesting because you triggered something. I met my girlfriend at age 32, 33.
Mm-hmm.
When I met her. What we met before. And how we met before is I was talking about our graduation. When I graduated high school, we had all the kids in California. They had buses, and we all went to Disneyland on our grad night. Grad night, we were at Disneyland. All the schools were at grad night.
Awesome.
Yeah, all the schools were there. And she came from another school. Now, I live 60 miles away, my school and her school.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there that night.
But you didn't
because I know
that
she was there that night because I explained what Riot was opening. She goes, I remember when it opened, and I was there at grad night, and I was there. Chances are she was probably right behind me, and this one were like 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's a coincidence. I used to run track.
Mm-hmm.
We had this thing called the tri thing for track meet, tri counties, all over the counties to come in. It was like a world track meet.
Mm-hmm.
And she was explaining to me, and I was laughing because I swear I didn't say anything. She's going, I remember that school you went to, my school. She goes, it was an idiot. I swear, this is how she said it, and she didn't know it was me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fool, some idiot, was running around on the track, hitting his butt. And it was me. I didn't like the idiot thing. Because,
that was the impression she got at the time.
Exactly, because, see, we had a relay thing, and we just kind of hit each other on the butt. It was our thing. We had him on the baton, and we hit him on the ass. Go. So we're hitting each other on the butt. People noticed that. And she says, I remember these idiots. I go, okay, that was me. And what it was, she was in love with this other guy who was a star, and he raced against me.
Oh,
I go, do you know who that idiot was? She goes, I go, that was me. She goes, oh, my God, that was you. She was at that event at 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the same event, and then she was there again on grad night. Isn't
it
weird? It's weird that she remembers me as an idiot, but, you know, she still remembered me. I'll take the win.
That's good.
I'll take the win.
Hey, at least she remembered you. If she had been
exactly.
Like, I don't know who you were, you know.
Exactly.
That would have been different. But, yes, she remembered you. So, that, you know, that right there tells you something.
It's like it meant to be like you're saying. Your husband, Ryan, lived in apartments behind you or whatever for 10 years before you even – it's just weird how your world
– He didn't live there. His daddy lived there, but when he had come down to visit, he was literally just on the other side of the field from me.
Wow. Maybe it's like maybe you're meant to meet. And I wonder how – Pat, how did you meet John? Was it kind of a weird thing?
Through his sister.
Through his sister. Now, how did you know his sister?
We lived in the same building. We hung out a lot. And John used to come there and sit there quietly for a year and not say a word to me, not even hello. And listen to me talk to his sister about all sorts of stuff. And then one night she invited me to Toronto for New Year's Eve on 2000, the start of 2000.
Ooh.
And I went. And the next day he grabbed me by the arm and planted a kiss on me. So
that's
what started the whole thing.
Look at John, aggressive and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He got his woman. He did caveman work. Get over here, woman.
Grab you by the hair.
See, that's what a man does. You know what I mean? He doesn't wait to ask or anything. He just grabs his woman and gives her a kiss. And the rest is history. They've been together ever since. But see, again, I guess you're meant to be. Because, you know, he was there. He met this, you know, at that one time. I don't know how long was it when he actually went to that party or whatever that you actually knew him.
24 years ago.
Well, what I meant was he used to sit there and listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But how long was it when he sit there and listened to you, then he actually made a move? I mean, was it 6 months later? Was it a year later that he, Pat?
Yeah, what, Timmy? Sorry, I got.
It's okay.
We were together almost immediately.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, like he lived separate for about 5 months, and then we moved in together because my son moved out.
Okay. People meet through different ways. I met Cindy. Well, I didn't really meet her till later, but she looked at me as an idiot. Love is wonderful. the Illuminati. Some people believe the Illuminati is real. The Illuminati and the U.S. government.
I believe something of the sort. It may not be called the Illuminati, but
papal.
The papal government, yeah.
Really? So you guys? Well, the conspiracy theory is that it's a secret society that rules the world, the Illuminati's.
Well,
and
I believe
US,
that.
But I don't know if it's
the Illuminati is a bunch of mishmash of esoteric ideas.
You have a point there, Pat. You do. But in this case here, it says, you know, they expect that the U.S. is involved with the National Security Agency, NSA is involved, and they are in cahoots with the Illuminati. The truth is, we're here to tell you the truth. And so do you guys believe that an Illuminati exists? Robin, does the Illuminati exist?
I believe something of the, of the sort does. I don't know if they're actually called the Illuminati or anything, but I do believe there is a very, very strong possibility that there, you know, are a group, you know, a selective group that that has their hand in just about everything we do.
Could be.
And everything that is done in the U.S. and in the world.
Could be. And Pat and John, do you guys believe that the Illuminati exists? Or is that just some kind
of... I do.
Do you?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, they may not call themselves that, but I believe in that there is a group like that, yes.
Okay. Well, you guys are right. The Illuminati does exist.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a link. It's actually a hyperlink. The Illuminati is linked to the NSA. And how you can tell it, if you type on your browser, if you type it backwards, this link, if you dare, it's called IT. Is that Illuminati? No, I'm sorry. If you type this word, I'll spell it to you very, very slowly. ITANIMULLI.com.
Mm-hmm.
Rumor has it, it's an elite society that includes tons of famous personalities and actors and actresses and performers. Meanwhile, the royal family is a league of their own. There are 18 insane conspiracy theories in the royal family. So if you type that in there, you will find the Illuminati. You will find it.
Maybe I need to do that and find some interviews.
True.
That was
wow. Well, I'm gonna do this from Canada. Pat. Pat may know it, John may know it, but we don't know this, Robin. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Did Canada, did they try to develop a gaydar? A gaydar?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Some of these are yes, some of these are no. No? So you're telling me the government of Canada, they did not try to develop a gaydar to out-gay people?
No, I don't think
so. No? Okay, Robin?
No, I don't think so.
I thought that was inherent in other... I thought that was just inherent in everybody that, you know, you have...
yeah, that we have our gaydar up.
Whether or not. Oh, yeah, that one bats for the other team. Don't even try, you know.
Well, it came from Canada, and it's true. The Canadian government was so paranoid about homosexuality that it developed a gaydar machine. They develop a gaydar machine. It's true.
Does the thing work?
Well, it says the truth is it really happened in the 1960s. The government hired a university professor to develop a way to detect homosexuality in the federal employees. He came up with a machine that measures pupil dilation in response to the same-sex erotic imagery. The Canadian government used it to exclude or fire more than 400 men from civil service, the militaries and the Mounties. The American government is just as guilty with their 10 secret government operations revealed. There you go. So the Canadians invented the gaydar. There you go. How about that? Yeah. There is alien evidence in the American Southwest. Is there an ET in the American Southwest? Let's say New Mexico, Texas. Is there aliens? Is there evidence that there aliens exist? Anybody?
I don't know about that one.
Well, the conspiracy is ET is buried in the desert of New Mexico. The truth one is it is real. It's real. The Atari video game ET, yeah. The Atari video game ET, the extraterrestrial, failed so miserably that the company buried unsold cartridges in the desert. Wait, what did you think we meant? Real aliens? No, not yet anyway. Oh, they're playing with you. It was Atari video game buried in the desert. Oh, that's what it meant, the video game. Conspiracy theories. The Gulf of Tonkin incident on August 2, 1964 was faked to revoke American support for Vietnam War. That's the truth. By the time news reached American ears, the facts surrounding the North Vietnamese attack on the American naval ship Maddox was already fuzzy. It was declassified. Intelligence documents have since revealed that the Maddox had provided support for South Vietnamese attacks on a nearby island and that the North Vietnamese were responding in kind. There you go. Okay, here's another one. Everybody, whoever's a smoker should know this. Big Tobacco knew that cigarettes caused cancer.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory.
They knew.
Robin, you think they knew? You think they knew?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Pat, you think they knew?
Don't you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
They know. Wow. For decades, tobacco companies buried evidence that smoking is deadly. They buried the frickin' evidence.
And yeah, they may have not known at first, but once they did studies, I mean, it was evident.
Yeah.
I mean,
they knew.
It had to be.
They knew. Now, this is going to be different because of USA and Canada, but the government, is the government spying on you, true or false? Is the government, are you just paranoid? Oh, my God, we can't say the government's watching us. The government's reading our text. Is the government spying on you?
Yes.
Do you guys really believe that?
I don't believe they, like, follow each and every person. Just they, you know, kind of eavesdrop. And anybody suspicious, I do believe that they watch carefully. But, I mean,
really?
The rest of us, yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's kind of dangerous and kind of paranoid. How about you, Pat and John? Do you guys believe that the government is spying on you?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You guys are, you guys are right. Yes,
yeah.
You're right. The conspiracy theory, with the advances in technology, the government is using its vast resources to track citizens. That's the conspiracy theory. The truth? In 2016, government agencies sent 49,000 requests for user data to Facebook, 27,000 to Google, and 9,000 to Apple, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. They're a major nonprofit organization that defends civil liberties. So, yes. They are spying on you on Facebook. They are spying on you in other media. Yes, they are.
And even phone calls, especially if you are like red flagged. You're red flagged, you're probably being watched and listened to in your own home.
True.
And all of your communications. But yeah, after one thing that happened after, 9/11, cameras went up everywhere.
Everywhere. You're right.
Even in this little bitty town I live in.
They are watching. Big Brother is watching. They are watching. We used to think that you guys were paranoid. Come on. But Big Brother is actually watching. You're not paranoid.
Actually, I will say this, and I probably shouldn't, but I won't mention the company name. In fact, it was the old company Ryan worked for before the buyout. They had a satellite surveillance system to where they could pull up, and Ryan did, you know, just to see if it was possible to pull up a picture of his mother's house in Ohio on the satellite. And it shows in real time.
Well,
real time.
And here, well, Google has that. I mean, you could pull up, if you know a person's address, you can get
but
a satellite picture of a person, if there's their house, their car, if they're standing out front. I remember I Googled it, and it showed me out front of my house by my car. I'm going, Jesus Christ. Yeah,
crazy.
They have that.
Now, this was like 10 years ago before Google actually, you know, got really big. This kind of software was something that was only available to, you know, powerful people and corporations and government officials and things like that. But they used it to see what was going on within other plants, you know, their competitors, and also their, sister plants, as you'd call it, you know, the ones that are under the same corporation but run independently. They would do that, you know, to make sure everything, you know, that everything was, you know, standard procedure, you know, no problems. But, yeah, it was, he did. He told me. He said he brought it up on the screen, and it showed his mother's car at her house that morning.
Wow. I believe you.
And that was creepy. It really was.
It is. It is creepy. But, you know, and there's another one. There's another conspiracy theory. John Lennon was under government surveillance. Do you think? The conspiracy theory is that the FBI was spying on former Beatle John Lennon. That was a theory.
That is possible. That is possible.
You think
so? Because he was a very, very, very outspoken Vietnam War protester.
Right. He was. But do you believe it, though? Yeah, but do you believe it that the government was surveilling John Lennon? Well, here's the truth. Well, here's the truth. It is possible. Crazy conspiracy theories regarding celebrities are always interesting, and this one is the most certainly true. Yes. The government The government did surveil John Lennon.
Anybody that's
like
got influence,
but you hit it, Robin.
Policy, they're gonna watch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, because you said it. You said it right. Because Lennon was considered a threat to America. He was anti-war song, give peace a chance, and exactly endear former Beatles to the Nixon administration. As soon as he didn't give peace a chance, that's when the U.S. government going, let's watch this motherfucker. Yes, watch him. There's something funny going on with him. Funny business.
He's going to cause people to riot and, you know, the Civil War. I mean, Civil War, shit. Sorry.
Vietnam War.
Yeah, the Vietnam War protests and all of that. Yeah. I mean, and, of course, I mean, they had every right because it could have happened. It could have caused a revolution.
Well, you're right, because America tried to deport him. They wanted to deport John Lennon out of the U.S. because he was a troublemaker.
And
give peace a chance.
I'm
you know,
sorry,
if you play,
I don't think his assassination was, I think there was more to it than just.
Do you really? Do you think the government was involved in Lennon's assassination?
May not have been the government, but I do believe it came from at least a local source. You know, I believe that that was part of it. I mean, the guy was probably hired to do it.
That's an interesting theory. Well, here's another
one.
Justin Trudeau. Anybody heard of this guy? Trudeau?
Yeah. I have, but I'm not
sure.
Yeah. Well, it says here the Prime Minister of Canada is a cross-dresser. It's a conspiracy theory that he dresses in women's clothing. Is that now we can go to John, we can go to Pat, and you think Justin Trudeau is a cross-dresser? He's a pretty guy. Anyone? Nobody from Canada, huh? Pat?
I don't believe he is. I think that's a bunch of bull.
You are absolutely right. That is a false rumor. That is not true. That was a conspiracy.
But
that is a false rumor.
You never know what goes on in people's own houses. So.
Okay, how about this one? The Dalai Lama is a CIA agent. It's a conspiracy theory that the Dalai Lama is a CIA agent.
That is bullshit.
That's a smell that one. Yeah. Is it true or no? True or no? Is Dalai Lama really a CIA agent? No?
No. I don't think so.
It is true.
What?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that one.
It says here, the truth of it is, perhaps the reason the Dalai Lama is smiling in all those photos have something to do with his six-figure salary he pulled down from the U.S. The U.S. was paying him a six-figure salary, the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, well, that doesn't
surprise me. Yeah. That was in 1960, according to the declassified intelligence documents. He earned $180,000 in connection with the CIA funding of the Tibetan resistance to the tune of $1.7 million. The CIA paid him off. What do you guys think of that? What do you guys think of that?
That does make sense. That's an awful lot of money from back then.
It sure is. Hello, Dolly. That's
considering,
right.
I thought, you know, one of the vows of the Dalai Lama was poverty.
I mean, are you guys surprised? Are you guys surprised? I am. Are you guys
surprised? I'm not surprised. I didn't expect it, but very little surprises me nowadays.
You are so tainted, Robin. Robin goes, the sacred Dalai Lama. Not surprised that he's on a take. Not surprised at all. You're so tainted, Robin. Isn't anything sacred?
I mean, honestly, anybody within the position of power has the ability to be corrupted. Because they didn't get in that position by being humble.
You know what? That's a good theory, and you're absolutely right. I agree.
That goes with everyone.
Okay, here's one. Government has a mind-control drug. Here's the conspiracy theory. The CIA was testing LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans in a top-secret experiment. True or not true?
I know that was bad. Yeah, I knew
really?
That was a fact. Yes.
Wow. You believe that our
because
own government
LSD,
will test? Yeah.
LSD was created in a lab at UCLA. You should
true.
Know that.
I do. I was a test rabbit. I was never the
same.
Were
you?
Yeah.
I don't think you're quite old enough to be one of those test rabbits.
Yep. Nothing wrong with me. I came out of that. That's study. Oh, boy. True. The conspiracy theory is the CIA was testing. Yeah, the conspiracy theory is that the CIA was testing LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans in a top-secret experiment on behavior modification. The truth? The program was known as MK Ultra, and it is real. The CIA started by using volunteers. Hello. All right, you hammer. Okay. Do I get a candy? No, we're going to give you a peanut, squirrel. But yeah, they use volunteers.
Yeah, actually, and there's some that are even more disturbing than that of things that prison experiments.
But you know what's even worse than that?
They would have inmates swallow stool suspension with that were tainted with disease.
Yeah.
Just to monitor how the disease progressed and if they're in experimental drugs. Yes.
Yeah. You know, over here in the U.S., and we're going to go culture on this one. If the government comes to your house, men in black come to your house with sunglasses, we're from the government, and they come to a black neighborhood, they're going, get out. Don't volunteer. Come on, kids. Nope. Because it says here, here's what really happened. See, black people don't trust the government because they did experimental stuff. Remember the Tuskegee experiment? Robin, you remember the Tuskegee experiment. Where they put syphilis in volunteers' arms. Remember, they shot them full of syphilis and stuff, and they claimed it was, what was it? It was a vaccine against, they claimed it was a vaccine against yellow fever or something, but it was really, they put syphilis in their arm. They dosed them with syphilis. Yeah, it was that one here. This is why we don't trust the government.
Literally, when I say stool suspension, you know what that is, don't you?
Yes, I do.
They would have them swallow that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The government couldn't imagine this.
That's eating shit, basically.
Yeah, our own government did that to people. Well, here's the other thing, where the government mind control. This might you guys may not know. They had a program where they were dosing people without their knowledge. Of LSD, and they left many victims permanently mentally disabled.
Yeah, because of
many
flashbacks.
Victims. I came out okay. What a trip! I was still tripping.
Yeah,
I was still tripping, but yeah, no, I didn't. I get it. But that's what they used to do for mind control. It was a true story. Mm-hmm. Here we go. The first lady who ran the country. It was we had a president named President Woodrow Wilson. He had a stroke. They hit it. He had a stroke, and his wife ran the country.
Really, I thought it was Eleanor Roosevelt that did that.
Nope, that was Woodrow Wilson. And you know who else? Recently, you know who else? Wife ran the country. Reagan.
Who?
Nancy Reagan.
Reagan. I don't think that.
Yeah, Reagan was incapacitated towards the last 2 years of being a president. Nancy came in, and she was basically running the country. Reagan was walking around going, Mommy, Mommy, easy, Ronnie boy, I got the country. Mother, Mother, yeah, that's what happened. Here we go. Bad booze. Here's a conspiracy theory. During Prohibition, the government poisoned alcohol to keep people from drinking. That's a conspiracy thinking. The government poisoned the alcohol to keep people from drinking. True or not true?
I don't. Well, that could be true and not true because if you, back during Prohibition, they did a lot of moonshine, a lot of making their own moonshine, and If you drink the wrong kind of moonshine, it will make you go blind.
Yeah, but you're right. It is true.
Mm-hmm.
The government manufactured and industrial alcohol have been mixing in their product with dangerous chemicals for years prior to Prohibition between 1926 and 1933, and a push manufacturer to use stronger poison to discourage bootleggers from turning the alcohol into moonshine. So they poisoned the machinery. Our own government did that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah. Okay, here's one from Canada. The Dead Baby Project. From Canada, the Dead Baby Project. Is it true? The conspiracy is the government was stealing dead bodies to do radioactive testing. they were still dead babies to do radioactive testing. True or not true? Uh-oh. That's a conspiracy.
I've never heard of that.
It's true. The government was stealing parts of the dead bodies because they needed young tissue. They recruited a worldwide network of agents to find recently deceased babies and children, and then they would take samples and even limbs, and they collected that without notification or permission for grieving families. They called it the Dead Baby Project. True.
Mm.
True.
Mm.
That's it. 1 out of 13. I'm not crazy. You're all crazy. Yeah. It's conspiracy. Conspiracy of silence. We're not saying that every cuckoo banana thing you hear is legitimate. We're just saying that in case sometimes there are 12 theories that could be true. Let's see, when am I?
I think Area 51 is so exclusive because they just have a big stockpile of Birkin bags and like Yeezys.
What's the big mystery with Area 51? Obviously, there are aliens.
I don't think they're out of Area 51. I think they're out of Area 52, the secret one that is in Secaucus, New Jersey.
The government don't want us to know. It's aliens, Tupac and Biggie there, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. definitely there. I saw a picture of him.
D.B. Cooper robbed the plane, took all their money, parachuted out, and I don't think that was his real name.
If I was going to hijack a plane, I'd dress as a flight attendant, knock on the pilot's door, and then sit on his lap until he let me drive.
He got away with it. Nobody knows where he is. He could have been hiding in plain sight. As far as we know, he's Trump.
They went camping, and then everything was fine, and then they found all of their bodies. Also, they found some of their clothes were radioactive. Listen, the first mistake here is camping, right?
So the Soder family was a couple with 10 children, and their home burned down, and they lost 5 children, but they never found the remains. They think the 5 children were stolen, which honestly, if you're 2 parents with 10 kids and you lose 5, like, whew, a lot less work now.
There you go. The strangest thing. There you go. You know, so conspiracy theories does work. 111, you're live on the air. Let's all take a guess who this 111 is. Pat and John, who do you think this 111 is? I'm going to open up the phones. Who do you think it is?
Mr. Solution.
Mr. Solution. Robin, who do you think it is?
I agree.
You agree. Let's open the door. Let's open the door one. Hello, door one. Say your name. You're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson, Pat, and also Robin.
Man, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I already got to start off my day by jumping off in your head. Let me tell you something about you, Mister. You get conspiracy theories a bad name.
You said hello. You're already mad at me.
Yeah, I know. We can go around the pleasantries later because I got to jump off of your behind, man. Look. You get conspiracy theories a bad name. You want to know why?
Oh, I do.
Because you just did it. You just did it with that Tuskegee experiment thing. You totally misstated what actually happened.
I might have done that.
By the historical record, what they did was bad enough. You didn't have to exaggerate it. They didn't inject anyone with syphilis. The men who came to the program were already infected with diseases. And what they did was they ran a placebo experiment and did not get the consent of the people who were infected, the knowing, willing consent to participate in the experiment. That was what was unethical and wrong. Half of the people who came there got the treatment that was appropriate for the time. The other half didn't. They wanted to track the progression of the disease. So tell the truth. The truth is bad enough.
You ain't got to exaggerate it. Here we go. I'm trying to tell it. The Tuskegee experiment, the infamous syphilis study. In order to track the disease full progression, researchers provided no effective cure. As the study, African American participants experienced severe health problems, including blindness and mental impairment or death. Now,
okay.
Did they inject that? This experiment started.
No, they did not infect them. They came to the study already infected. They came there to get treatment. What they did was, I got to keep saying this, Brian, what they did was bad enough. It's bad. You don't have to exaggerate it. Just tell the truth. That condemns them enough. Here's the problem. Here is the problem with overstating this stuff. And
what?
Like I'm listening to this stuff. Look, here's the problem, Brian. Now, I'm listening to you talking about Justin Trudeau being a cross-dresser. I don't know if he's a cross-dresser. Look, man, I don't know if Justin Trudeau is a cross-dresser or not. That's all supposition. He may or may not be. I know he wears blackface. I don't know if he's a cross-dresser. But I'll tell you this much. I know for sure he's a tyrant. And that is infinitely more important to me than whether or not he's a cross-dresser.
Why are you calling
him a tyrant?
He's a tyrant. Why are you calling him a tyrant?
Oh, please.
He's a
cool guy. Oh, please.
Please.
You're telling me that Justin Trudeau is a modern-day liberal.
Because Pat will leave. Wait a minute. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My neighbors can hear you.
My neighbors.
That's right.
You got to be kidding me, man. If you think Justin Trudeau is anything but a tyrant with an iron fist wrapped around a velvet glove wrapped around an iron fist, you got to be kidding me. You got to be. After what he did with the trucker strike, after what he, the measures he took after the trucker strike, the things he did with free speech in that country, are you serious? Come on.
You have.
I don't want to dwell on Justin Trudeau. I can do it, though, if you're ready to. If you want to battle about him, we can have that fight. But look, here's the problem. Here's the problem with all of these conspiracy theories. See,
right.
All these things get more and more outrageous. When you have, you notice one thing about me, Brian. I never advance a theory without solid evidence to corroborate it. I'll just give you supposition. I tell you, this is why I think this theory can be validated or invalidated. And I explain to you why. Most of these conspiracy theories have no basis in corroborable fact that you can observe. Somebody said something to somebody else. Somebody saw some document somewhere. Somebody blah, 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 blah. There's no way to corroborate. So when you get actual evidence that is worthy of conspiracy theories or actual harm being done, like the stolen 2020 election, that I regularly refer to, all of it, then that's just another conspiracy theory, like all those other silly things those people say. And that's what bugs me about conspiracy theories. They may or may not be true. Hey, tell me something, Brian. How many enjoyable, entertaining plots of an infinite number of movies have you seen that are based on conspiracy theories? Oh, I'm entertained usually by them. But there's no evidence whatsoever for any of it.
You know, I'm just going to say, well, movies are movies and based on legends and fables and whatever.
Yeah,
but
as long as
we
leave it there, that's great.
But a lot of movies are based on fact. I mean, horror films. If I told you a lot of horror films were based on fact, would you believe them?
Yes, because I know all about the legends and the Transylvanian lores
of
Dracula.
Legends, no legends.
Yeah, there's a basis in fact for it.
But did you know that Nightmare on Elm Street is based on a true story?
Dracula.
Yes.
Right.
And the Ed Gein in Wisconsin,
there you go.
Right, I understand all of that. But like you say, there is a basis for it, in fact.
Sure.
I'm talking about a conspiracy theories that are just totally unsupported, that everybody says is gospel wisdom. It's like COVID. Now, I have rarely seen an example of anything supported by more evidence that it was a pandemic created by the government. We got bio labs in Ukraine, and apparently they're fighting to keep the Russians from getting a hold too. Now, we have from sworn testimony from government officials.
Okay.
We have bio labs in Ukraine, Brian.
I'll ask you a current one. I'll ask you a current conspiracy theory.
This is what gets me about this.
I'm going to ask you a current one. We all know it. I'm going to ask you one. Do you believe that the Russians are interfering with the U.S. elections?
Yes, of course. Everybody in favor of everybody's election. Schumer's interfering with Israel's election. Our countries do it to some extent. Do I believe that the Russian interference had anything to do with the outcome of the 2016 election or the 2020 election? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Did they interfere? I don't believe their interference was consequential because Putin stated that he would have preferred to see Hillary Clinton elected because she was more predictable. She understood, she behaved in patterns that were routinely familiar and understandable and readily discernible to Russian intelligence, and they felt they could deal with her on a predictable fashion. They said Donald Trump was volatile, and they didn't know what he would do. So they actually would have preferred Hillary Clinton to win.
I don't believe that. Donald Trump was trying to
get
the
pattern. I do. It makes sense.
At the time, Donald Trump was trying to get it was like a Miss Teen pageant going on in Russia.
The rumor was that... Here we go again.
He was.
Yeah, was he peeing on Obama's former mattress, too? Or did he have the hookers do it? Did he do it himself or did hookers do it?
Well, the theory is that Trump...
I know, Russia.
Mm-hmm. The hotel room mattress
that Obama slept
on. That was the theory.
And it was perfectly valid, wasn't it?
I think it's true.
A germaphobe like Donald Trump would do something like that. The man is paranoid about germs and transmissible diseases from bodily fluids.
He doesn't have to
fluid.
Be in the same room. He could be far away.
So now you're adding conspiracy theories on top of conspiracy theories.
Are you using a germaphobe excuse? Why would a person go with a hooker or a porn star without a condom?
That is something we know about.
Wait a minute. We're going to go with the germaphobe.
You believing it to be true.
Wait. You just mentioned the germaphobe approach. Why would a man who has germaphobe be with a porn star and not use a condom?
Again, you are believing her story to be true.
Her story is true. Trump admitted it was true.
No,
Trump
he didn't. He's never admitted it. He's maintaining opposite. You're making up things that aren't true.
Calm down. I am not making up. Cohen paid the porn star.
Now you're relying on what Cohen said, not what he said.
Cohen was Trump's attorney who paid him
the convicted Stormy Daniels.
Are you saying that Stormy Daniels and Trump thing never happened? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I am saying that he had her sign in a non-disclosure agreement for whatever reason, perhaps to maintain the knowledge from his wife that they had something or she made some allegation. Or she knew something with regard to what he did, perhaps with another woman. Regardless, it was a non-disclosure agreement. That's what they negotiated between themselves, and she violated it, and she attempted to extort him on top of it. So he was actually the victim of her attempt to extort him. And since it was New York City, and this has now become political, nobody's going to charge the biatch.
A non-disclosure agreement is to protect the aggressor's ass.
Not necessarily. You could have a bunch of circumstances that could lead one to believe someone is implicated in something that they're not, particularly when you notice the woman engage in extortive behavior after she violated the non-disclosure. You know what? Because she probably, because she realized she could get more money.
This can be spun any number of ways, Brian.
You're going on gospel as the word of a convicted perjurer who has now become one of Trump's greatest enemies.
Oh, please. Half the people who worked at Trump's administration wrote a book about this guy. So Cohen is not the only one. I'm asking you, do you believe that Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels?
Yes
or no?
I don't know. I'm an agnostic on the matter. He might have. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm going by what I know. That's what I'm going by. This is the trouble I have with conspiracy theory. Besides, what happened with Donald Trump isn't a conspiracy theory. It is a legal matter that's being argued out in a court of law. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a legal matter.
Well, he is going to trial. We'll find out the truth because he will be on trial for that. He will go to trial for 12 people, his peers, about
no,
him.
No, it's not what he's going on trial for. No, wait a minute. Sorry, that's not what he's going on. See, there it goes. Now you did it again. He's going on trial for what Alvin Bragg bootstrapped, a federal election campaign violation, onto a state statute that had expired so he could prosecute Donald Trump.
Let me clarify.
God, you mean it's what I mean about it. You see what I mean? You're not even reporting the facts. He's not going on trial for having sex with Stormy Daniels.
Be a little more respectful for the host.
Well, the host is full of shit. That's why I ain't. And he knows it.
You don't have to call in.
Well, that's true. You don't like what I'm saying, dude, because it goes against your narrative.
No.
You don't like a challenge, do you?
Because you won't quit screaming.
Yeah, no, you don't like a challenge. That's what it is.
No.
And you notice Brian is not substantively disagreeing with me either because he knows what I'm saying is essentially true.
You're not listening to
what
I'm saying because you're...
Well, wait a minute. You said he was going on trial. You said he was going on trial for having sex with Stormy Daniels. That's what you just said.
No, I would like to clarify it. The funds, Trump is going on trial with Stormy Daniels is that the funding that he lied about the funds about where it was going to. He took that funds to pay Stormy Daniels from one of the coffers of the Republican Party.
All right, so let's look at this. Let's unpack this because now we're talking about matters of law. All right,
we are talking.
I heard what you just said.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. That's all I have to say about that. That's why he's going on trial.
Okay. We're talking about matters of law now. You do realize that if what you're saying is true, that the reason Alvin Bragg has preferred these charges against Donald Trump is because he made what should have been recorded as a campaign expense that was actually a personal defense that he recorded as a non-disclosure agreement. Alvin Bragg says he should have put it into a campaign expense, which, by the way, would have been a violation of law. You understand? See, he's damned if he didn't, and damned if he didn't, according to this fool. You're not supposed to use campaign funding for personal expenses unrelated.
Yeah, you're not supposed to use it for a porn star. You're not supposed to use it for pay a porn star.
Well, so in other words, he's damned if he did, and damned if he didn't. They wanted to get him. This is lawfare. You know
it.
I know it.
To get him?
Everybody
who
in the world knows it. Even the ones who want to get Donald Trump. They know it is.
Okay.
But they don't mind because he's a threat to democracy, according to them.
He's a threat to the world, according to everyone.
Yeah, okay, let's see, there we go.
Did you hear the latest thing Trump said at the rally?
Is this a conspiracy theory too?
Well, no, I could play it.
Okay, I want to make sure,
so
I want to get straight.
So Trump comes on, and he calls the people animals. They said, sir, do you want to rephrase that? He goes, no, I'm not going to rephrase it. The people who are crossing our border are animals, and they should be put down as animals. And the reporter says they're human beings. He goes, I don't consider them human beings. I consider them animals. Do you agree with that? That's what Trump said.
All right. The people who are problematic, who killed Lincoln and Riley, the people who kill American citizens in drunk driving accidents, the people who break into houses, rob and steal, the people who knocked over soldiers at the border of the United States doing their duty, those people, as far as I'm concerned, I don't give a damn what you call them, and that includes animals. I am not concerned about these names and people's sensitivities, as I am the fact that we're being baited by tens of thousands of people who mean to do us harm when they get into the country. For me, that is my priority.
Are you saying all the migrants are meant to do us harm?
What did I just say? I know the words I just used. I used the word tens of thousands. How many have come into the country illegally or questionably? Millions. So clearly, I'm not talking about all of them. But in
let me finish, Brian.
In that tide of millions, tens and hundreds of thousands of miscreants can hide more easily.
And are they committing crimes? According to you, tens of millions of people committing crimes every day?
What did I just say? See, this is what I mean. Does that mean about you? See how you distort what I just said? I'm clearly not speaking about all of them when I separate tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands from millions.
Here's what Donald Trump, because you scream it.
Yeah, well, you do your share, too.
I have to be
heard. I just happen to do it more than you do because I get interrupted more often.
And I wonder why.
Yeah, I know why, because, you know, I'm on the scent. He wants to throw me off the scent with red herring.
I am not trying to throw you off the scent.
No,
you
can't get a word in edgewise.
Brian, let's unpack this thing about what you say, and I'm responding to the things that you say.
I understand.
I don't need to make anything up.
Okay, I'm going to let you listen to Donald Trump in his own words. Here we go. Listen to Donald Trump. Here we go.
I know that times could be tough, and they are tough under this horrible president that we have, crooked Joe Biden. So if you can't contribute now, don't even think about it. Don't do it. You got to take care of your family and yourself. I want you to do that first. But with your donation today, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again, greater than ever before. I promise you that. Thank you.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, now, what did he say that was so horrible? But please. Was that conspiracy?
I'll tell you what he said. It's not uncommon for any presidential candidate. It's not uncommon for any presidential candidate to ask for money, and they all do. They all do. But it is kind of weird that he placed his daughter-in-law in the second place of the RNC, and she said all the money is going to go to from the RNC is going to go to help pay his legal bills, and not going to pay for the people down ballot. Do you think that's fair? To the people down back.
I don't believe that she said that. I got to look that up myself.
You don't believe
I don't trust your word in the matter.
Let's say that she did.
For the sake of argument, let's say that she did say that. Although I'm going to double check. I don't trust you, Brian. I'm going to double check. Let's say again, for the sake of argument, let's say she said that. All right?
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump is a standard bearer. And the hope for the future of the presidency and the course of the United States of millions of the base of the Republican Party. So such a request is not inconsistent with, I would dare say, the desires of much of the base of the Republican Party, if not most of them. So even if what you say is true, even if it is, that will not dissuade those who support him from continuing to do so. Because we know he's under relentless attack. We are seeing the law being used in unprecedented manner that has never been used against anyone else, particularly in the history of New York. Never been used in this manner against anyone. We've got studies from people who have done studies over 90 years of case law fraud in New York and fraud in New York, and never once has any of them been used in this manner. Not one.
You said just in case it's true, I want to play this for you. Listen to it. I'm playing it for you because now you question my credibility. Here's Donald Trump. Here's Laura Trump. Listen to it.
And because it is nearly impossible, frankly, to keep track, this is the case of a criminal election interference conspiracy Trump participated in to get himself elected the first time back in 2016. That's the one where he had an extramarital affair with an adult film actress, Stormy Daniels, while his third wife was at home with their newborn child. And then he bribed Daniels with $130,000 to stay quiet about it right before the election when he was reeling from the Access Hollywood tape. Trump is now facing 34 criminal counts as a result in New York court. His trial will begin in little over a month on March 25th. And, you know, as we know, that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to his legal work. I mean, I don't think it's an overstatement to say there's not a single person on the planet right now, possibly, who is under more legal pressure than this man. One of the things we are seeing develop is that his approach to all of this is endless delay, delay, delay. And that can actually be a pretty effective and serious legal strategy. There is a reason that most criminal defendants and litigants do not pursue it. All of this lawyering costs a shocking amount of money. Think about this, right? Right now, Trump is paying for lawyers in the New York criminal Stormy Daniels trial and the New York state civil fraud trial, which is threatening the Trump organization with the corporate death penalty, as well as his second New York civil fraud trial in which he was found liable for defaming writer E. Jean Carroll. It's not a civil fraud trial, civil trial. Liable for defaming writer E. Jean Carroll for the second time after a previous civil trial where he was also found liable for sexually abusing her. The ex-president now needs to pay her $83 million, a verdict that he has pledged to appeal, but he's unlikely to prevail. That's just one bucket, okay? The ex-president is also paying for lawyers in special counsel Jack Smith's federal fund, forcing a kind of legal slush fund from basically the devoted MAGA grandparents of America. But at a certain point, that well is going to run dry, and at just the worst time, too, because if you think Trump has expensive fees now, just wait until these criminal cases actually go to trial. Think about the billable hours there. Luckily for Trump, he has found the perfect entity to take over and use for legal fundraising. And that is one of America's two major parties, the Republican National Committee. You may have seen the recent news that despite her embarrassing and ethically degrading fealty to Donald Trump, Ronna Romney McDaniel is set to be effectively kicked out of her position as head of the RNC. It looks like she is going to be replaced by some diehard Trump loyalists, including his longtime supporter Michael Whatley, currently the head of the North Carolina Republican Party, Chris LaCivita, a longtime Republican operative who's current second-in-command on Trump's campaign, and Trump's own daughter-in-law and former Fox News pundit, Lara Trump. And they are not hiding in any way what the takeover means.
If I am elected to this position, I can assure you there will not be any more $70,000 or whatever exorbitant amount of money it was spent on flowers. Every single penny will go to the number one and the only job of the RNC. That is electing Donald J. Trump as president of the United States.
The only job of the RNC. That is electing Donald J. Trump as president of the United States. There you have it, straight from the woman named Trump, who is about to...
There you go. This guy is unbelievable. Now, but you know, it's funny. If you really want to have some fun, if you really have, don't just take my word for it. If you really want to have some fun, Google Trump's administration and how many of those people have wrote a book and left his administration. Google it. You will be surprised how many people who work for Donald Trump and his administration are now saying the guy is a cuckoo, and they wrote a book about it. These are people from like Ed, like Barr. These are people from top, holding top positions. Remember, Trump says he only hires the best people. Majority of these people have written books about this guy and how he governed. There you go. So there you go, Sarge. Yes, that's proof. Laura Trump
okay,
said
Brian.
Every penny's going to go to his legal fund. That's the truth right there.
Okay, Brian.
Here's the other one.
Brian.
5 seconds and we're done. Wait. Here we go.
Trump is doubling down on campaign rhetoric that has even some Republicans questioning his use of words. Some Democrats are saying his comments towards migrants could suggest political violence. Skylar Henry reports from Washington.
I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion, but I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say.
Former President Donald Trump kicked up a firestorm as he described some migrants during his weekend rally in Ohio.
These are bad. These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it.
The Republican presumptive nominee used similar language in a TV interview that aired Sunday.
Our country is being poisoned. Look,
We have, and we can be nice about it. We can talk about, oh, I want to be politically correct. But we have people coming in from prisons and jails, long-term murderers.
Also raising eyebrows, Trump warned the crowd of a bloodbath if he's not elected, as he vowed to impose 100% tariffs on cars made in Mexico by China.
If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
The general...
There you go. Your guy. There you go. It's going to be a bloodbath.
That sounds like a threat.
They're animals.
He's
still on
that.
Okay. Again, what he was referring to was about economic activity, a bloodbath, which is in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Look, go online. Look up the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Number 3 definition for bloodbath is an economic catastrophe, which he was using to apply to the electrical vehicle industry in the event that Joe Biden's mandates are fully realized.
Trump lied. He says, "Oh, I was referring to the automotive industry." First of all, you cannot put 100%. Let me say something. If you're an economic thing, you cannot put 100% tariffs on no one. You cannot do it. It's impossible to do it. If you did that, if you put 100% tariffs on any item like the cars, our economy, we wouldn't be able to afford to go to this grocery store. Our economy, inflation would go up 1,000%. It would go up 1,000% if he did that, number one. Number two, he even said the blood is poisoning America. Their blood is poisoning America. They said the same thing about slaves back in the day, that we don't want to mix with us because their blood's poisoning the white blood. That's what they said. That's what they said back in the day with the prejudice and the racism. Trump just used it again. We don't want them to come here because it's poisoning our blood. He said that.
Exactly.
So this
racism
is your guy.
Is racism, no matter who
right.
it Bradley. Is directed to.
So as far as I'm concerned, allowing an invasion of the United States is worse even than unsubstantiated charges of him being a racist. As far as I'm concerned, and millions of other Americans too.
It's
we are more concerned about the invasion than we are about people's sensitivity about the words that
Trump
he
used that word. It's not an invasion. It is not an invasion. People in Canada, the border is being swamped. I understand that. We've got to put over a border, but it's not an invasion. They're not coming to kill
what
them.
I saw at El Paso, Texas, looked like an invasion to me.
Okay.
It looked like it was good enough for me.
Okay. Well, you know.
And let me tell you another thing, too. That judge released those people who knocked over guards who were trying to keep them away from the border, which, by the way, the federal government under the Supreme Court of the United States said Texas could continue to do for now. So they
okay,
were doing what they are allowed to do, and they got knocked down by people bum-rushing the border, and this federal judge let them go. But guess what? Somebody must not have got the word from the Biden administration, because ICE has now arrested 222
okay.
of them.
Okay, I agree. We got to hold on, Sarge. We got 4 minutes. I understand. Sarge, you got 4 minutes. We got to take care of some business first. I integrate, and I understand. I'll let you talk. But we got to do this. Pat and John, get your numbers ready. Get your numbers ready. I'm going to come to you. Okay, Robin, I'm coming to you. They're going to pick the – Sarge, did you know that the jackpot is $1.9 billion right now? Are you going to play? Are you going to play a lot? Huh? That's the lottery. The Powerball. Powerball, Sarge. Sarge, Powerball. Can you play the Powerball?
I haven't played a lottery in 10 years. But I might. Who knows?
$1.8 billion, Sarge. For
$2 ticket. I might waste $20 or $30 on some tickets.
Why not?
Who knows? Maybe.
Live the dream. You can get the Powerball where you are, can't you, Sarge? You can get the Powerball where you are.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, okay. You know, in Georgia, they got gambling up the booty.
Exactly. Okay, well, we're just going to get some numbers here.
Just in Alabama where they don't know the benefits
of
that.
That's right. Okay, Robin, here you go. Let me have your numbers.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay. Let me put it
and tell me when I'm done.
Ready when you are.
Okay, let's see.
Hang on. Let's see, John, you can get his number. We're getting our numbers out here. Sorry, just a second. Yeah, just a second. Because, see, Pat and John cannot play because they don't have it in Canada, so I'm going to get the tickets. And Robin has to drive 20 miles to go, so I'm going to get her ticket, too. So I'm going to go ahead here, and we can put all our numbers together.
Thank you.
Okay, here you go. Ready, Robin? What's your number?
Mm-hmm. First one is 21.
Okay, wait, let's do this. What's your Powerball number first? Because that's what I have a problem with. Powerball number. What is your Powerball number?
Okay. Let's see.
Nine. Okay. Oh, nine. Okay. And your next, now your next one? Your next one?
21.
21. Yes.
Okay. Ten. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Three more.
Six. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Two more.
32.
32. Okay. One more.
22.
I'm sorry?
22.
I didn't get it. What kind, you said it sounded like a teddy, too. What did you? What
22.
Yes. Oh, 22. Okay, sorry, mm-hmm. Robin. Got you. Your numbers are, your Powerball number is 9. Your numbers are 21, 10, 06, 32, 22. Okay, Pat, number, please. What's your Powerball?
3,
wait,
11.
Give me your. Wait a minute, kiddo. Give me your – wait a minute. Hold on. Powerball number first. Give me that first. Okay. What's your Powerball number?
11.
11. Good one. Okay. Next one.
Anybody pick 22 yet?
Oh, you can do it. Okay. You want 22? You want 22?
Okay. 3.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You want 22?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on. 22. Next one?
3.
3. Okay. Next one?
How high do they go?
What did we say? I think you can go 60. Up to 60. Wasn't it 60-something? If I remember right? 66 or something? I would have to...
Okay. I want 33 and 57.
Okay. That sounds like a good one. Let me see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more. One more, Pat.
39.
Okay, 39. Good one. Okay, you're locked in. Pat, you are 11, 22, 3, 33, 57, 39. John, yours? What's your, wait a minute. What's your Powerball first?
Your bonus number.
I did 11.
Okay, so
kay.
6.
6. Okay.
15.
1, 5.
15.
Yep.
1, 5, yeah.
Uh-huh.
32.
32.
That's from
Texas, no. Yeah. Okay.
47.
37. Okay.
47.
47 now? 37? Wait a minute, I'm lost.
No, what's
is it 37?
47? Not 37, 47.
Oh, at 47. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 47.
50.
Next one. Sorry?
50.
50?
50.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. One more.
One more. 3.
Three. Huh, interesting. Interesting. Huh. Interesting. I never heard of a 3 at the towards the last one. Very interesting. But your Powerball is 6. Okay. I'm gonna go. Here we go. So we all know. My first one would be 17. Wait, my Powerball number would be, my Powerball number is gonna be 27. How's that? 27 is my Powerball number. Yeah. Well, no, it's 23. I think it's 23, right? Isn't it 23? Huh. I'm going to go 23. Okay, I'm going to go 20. I'm going to go 19. I'm going to make sure I'm in there. 19 is my number.
That's good. I'm a 9 and a year 19. That should, one of those should do it.
It should do it.
And her,
okay.
Yeah, and there, yeah. At least that's
right.
4 out of, what, 23?
Right. I'm going to go. My next one's going to be 20. My next one will be 27. The next one has to be in the 30s. I'm going to go 37. The next one, let me hit a 40. None of you guys, oh, yeah, John had a 47, so I'm going to go 48. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to keep it into the 20s. I'm going to stay in the 29. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, one more. I'm going to go 47. No, I get 47. 40. I'm going to go 51. Nah. All right. Okay. Okay, 41. I'm going to go 41. I'm going to go 41. Okay, my numbers are 19, 27, 37, 48, 29, 41. I think I'll go with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those are the numbers, and I'll put the numbers in each one of you guys is thing, and
you
can check it tonight. The drawing is tonight. 1 point something billion, Sarge.
Y'all nice. Have to tell me because I probably won't remember to look.
Well, you know what? We can all check it. Like I said, the drawing's going to be 7:45 California.
Maybe.
Yeah, tonight, 7:45 California time. So it'll be 7, 8, 9, 9:45 your time, Robin, and 10:45 your time. Yeah, you can wake up and check your numbers. You might be a billionaire.
Well, I have a feeling if anybody hits it, we will all know about it.
Yeah, I won't be on the air for a while. Hey, how come Brian's off the air? That bastard.
You'll send me a text saying, I'm going to Jamaica.
I will be in there.
Won the lottery. Going to Jamaica. I'll see you whenever.
Yeah. I just bought property in Canada, dude. Look at this.
I had my best friend from high school. That's her happy place is Jamaica. I'm like, I wish I had a happy place like that.
Wow. Let me see.
But then she's married to a very wealthy man, too.
Well, Jesus.
Well, y'all better hope I don't win it. Because if I was to win it, I'd buy a share as a Truth Social, and I'd send money to a huge contribution to Trump's campaign.
Well, that would
be
what?
No, y'all don't want me to win it. And by the way, Brian, along with that would be a big chunk of change for your show so you can expand it. The only other thing I would do was to make sure you have enough loyal opposition to counter your bullshit.
So you would sponsor my show? If you won, you would sponsor my show?
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee you that.
Well, you know, I hope we win. You guys got your numbers. It should be in your Facebook Messenger. So I hope you got your numbers.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
As I said, if I win, first thing I'm doing is throwing a major party.
That's true.
Bring y'all out here.
And John was saying something. I didn't hear what John said. What did John say?
Yes, just make sure that the numbers you use, the first 5 numbers are for the Powerball, and the last number is for that bonus number.
Yeah,
okay.
The last number should be 25 or less. Okay.
Well, that's the Powerball number. Let me take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a look at it. Let me see. Robin's last number is 41. Well, no, her Powerball. Wait a minute. Her Powerball number is 9. That's the last one. Pat's Powerball number is 22. You're right, John. And John, yours is 6. So we're all there. We're all there. We didn't.
No,
we didn't go
my
over that
Powerball
number
is supposed to be 3.
Let me see. Is it 3?
I gave you 5 numbers, and the last number I gave you was the Powerball number.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then I have to change. Then if that's your Powerball number, then I have to change your 3 and your 6. Do I switch them?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to switch the 3 as your Powerball number and the 6 at the end. Is that what I'm doing?
The 5 numbers for the first 5 numbers are going to be 6, 15, 32,
right.
47,
right.
50,
right.
And then 3.
Yeah. Right. And what is your Powerball? What is your Powerball number? 3, right?
3, right.
Okay, let me see. Let me just switch this.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me switch this. Okay, this goes here.
Yeah.
And then this goes here. Okay. Gotcha, John. Gotcha, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. That's very good. Looks good.
Let's see. John is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I lost it. John, I lost a number. Tell me which one to take out. Here's what I got at you. I got your Powerball at 3. 0, 3 is your Powerball. Then I got 6, 15, 32, 47, and 50. Is that correct?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, buddy. Okay, let me just redo that. All right, cool. Okay, I'm going to put the numbers back in, everybody. Here we go. These are the new numbers. These are the up-to-date. That goes into Robin's box. And let's go into Pat. There you go. I go in Robin's. This is Robin's box. Woo, thank you. Didn't mean to tickle you. Didn't mean to tickle Robin. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think we got the correct numbers now, John. I think we got it.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Ready to play. Now, Sarge, are you going to get your numbers in? Oh, did he leave? No, Sarge is here. Sarge? Oh, I think he's already playing.
Yes. Okay. You convinced me.
Okay.
I'm going to take about $40 and put it all on tickets. Half of it I'm going to take and make my own selection of numbers. And the other half, I'll let the machines randomly select. And we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But wait a minute. By the way, I just want to acquaint you with the latest fuckery involving Donald Trump that just came out. Again, not conspiracy theories, because I don't do conspiracy theories without evidence. But I got solid evidence on this one.
Okay.
This is why I keep saying what they're doing to Donald Trump has almost never been done to anyone, well, certainly not of his stature, a former president of the United States. It has to do with this Judge Merchan in New York who's presiding over the junk trial with Stormy Daniels.
Right.
Now, you know he just slapped a gag order on Donald Trump. This guy,
right.
Juan Merchan, slapped a gag on him. And,
right.
And he's banned from talking about the judge's family. This is a judge. In fact, the judge was even considering slapping a gag order on Trump's family members to keep them from the – he ain't even got no jurisdiction over them because they're not parties of the case. But anyway, the judge's family is being paid by the Biden campaign. The judge's family is currently being paid by Adam Schiff to the tune of $10 million. This is a guy who conspired with Michael Cohen, the star witness in the case. Trump isn't allowed to say that the judge's daughter is a Democrat consultant whose clients, the Biden campaign, Adam Schiff, are fundraising off of Trump's indictment. The judge's family is getting rich off of Trump's trials, and he's presiding over it. This is about as big a glaring conflict of interest as you can imagine. Even Avenatti tweeted from prison that this shit is nuts. Avenatti! Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you right now, man, I ain't never seen the things they're doing, the Donald Trump. I keep, you know me in his history. I go back in his, I keep looking for anything comparable to it. I have seen nothing that could be compared to this. Not a thing. And again, we're talking about what they're doing in this case. Alvin Bragg assumed jurisdiction over a federal campaign law, bootstrapping it onto a statute of limitations expired New York state law, something, again, I've never heard of. I don't know how they're allowing it to stand.
Mm-hmm. Well, all
it is crazy.
Okay. All I can say.
The statute of limitations for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
so she could file that claim.
True.
Well, in order to make his case, he had to bootstrap the federal election law into it, and he's got no jurisdiction over that.
The only thing I can say to that is that this is not
wow.
a judge
no,
trial.
A threat to democracy.
This will be a jury trial, and what I can say to that is for there.
He'll
and we already
convicted.
Know what's going to happen.
He's going to be convicted.
I'm just saying. No, not necessarily. Because we already know what's going to happen. Even if he's convicted, he's going to go for appeal. Donald Trump's last hope, and we know what he's doing. He's running for president so he can dismiss the charges. So it comes out in the wash anyway.
No, these are state charges. He can't dismiss them.
These are state? Well, okay.
If he was really the dictator that you say he is, he would do that. And if he did that, I would say he's a dictator because he's got no authority to pardon himself for offenses. That is
well, he's going
that
to,
doesn't
yeah.
mean
he's trying to
pardon. That doesn't mean that the state is not being lawless and unconstitutional when they do the things they're doing against them.
It will go to appeal, and they can do a mistrial. There can be a lot of things that Donald Trump will have at his disposal if he doesn't like the verdict. But it will be a verdict of his peers and not by a judge.
But what do you think about this judge not recusing himself from the trial when his family has a pecuniary interest in benefiting from it? How is that possible? I know he's a threat to democracy. Everything goes.
I can say the same thing about that woman judge who's delaying it and who's also fighting for Donald Trump with the January 6th conspiracy.
Have you read her rulings? Because I've read her rulings.
That Donald Trump has supported her. Donald Trump has put her on the bench, and she's going to be handling the trial of January 6th, and she's already delaying it left and right. We can go
have
the same thing about her. Same thing about her.
Honest to God, will you look at the course of these trials and see how long it takes them to set up normally? Normally, trials of this magnitude take 1 to 2 years to get to court. They are rushing this, and you know why they're rushing this. Because they're reasonably assured of getting a conviction. They are reasonably assured of getting a conviction in one of these venues, and they want that before the election. They are the ones who are not proceeding normally. Believe me, I know how trials of this magnitude take and how long it takes to get them to trial. It takes 1 to 2 years, easily.
That's why they're gathering evidence. If they already have the evidence, they don't need to drag it out.
No, I'm talking about from the indictment to the trial. That's what I'm speaking of. I'm not speaking of the evidence gathering process. Evidence gathering process is continual throughout a case. Because if you get new evidence, you're allowed to introduce it. If you obtain new evidence in the course of a trial, you're allowed to introduce that as more evidence with an amended complaint.
Are you sure that Trump's not behind it? Because, you know, he wants this resolved before the election because he cannot be elected president with pending charges hanging over him.
Yes, he can, but he's not likely to be. There's no constitutional impediment to electing the president.
Exactly.
So he can be elected even if he's convicted.
Yeah,
well,
but he doesn't want to be, obviously.
Stupid.
It's got to be.
But look, he doesn't want to be, obviously. So look, all I'm saying is that Donald Trump making these motions and everything else is a normal part of the judicial process. Any other defendant would do it, but since it's Donald Trump, the threat to democracy, all the normal rules are suspended.
Because he thinks he's the new Julius Caesar.
Yeah, okay. More conspiracy theory. He didn't act like that for 4 years he was in office. He didn't overrule Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser and commit the National Guard against their wishes. That's what a dictator would have done.
Well, you know, we can't.
But why didn't he do it? Brian, tell me something. Why didn't he do it if he was the dictator that y'all claim he is? Why didn't he just order the National Guard to go in even after he had offered them to? We know now he did. We know he did. Why didn't he just go ahead and commit them anyway over their objections and against Article 4 of the United States Constitution? Why didn't he do it if he's the dictator y'all claim he is?
You know what? I don't have all the answers, and I don't think we do. We'll
I know you don't. I do, though.
But
I do.
Okay, you do.
Okay. So there's an obvious answer to it. He isn't a dictator. That is the answer. Had he committed those troops, listen, I'm being logical here. Had he committed those troops to the Capitol, then the riot would not have occurred, and the parliamentary objections that were going to be made by 148 members of the House of Representatives and the Senate to the election would have been sustained in a vote on the floor, and even if they had lost, that would have provided the ground for an automatic appeal to the United States Supreme Court.
Why would he do that?
Why would he allow the riot to take place that prevented that from happening?
It was not his call.
Will you answer my question, please? It's a simple question.
I'm trying to answer your question. It was Pelosi's call to get the National Guards in there, and she didn't make the call.
What gave her the excuse was that the riot allowed her to invoke emergency rules. Absent the riot, she could not have done it. The vote would have gone to the floor. It would have been voted down because they would have voted it down. They would have decided not to examine it, but that vote alone would have provided constitutional standing for them to take the issue to the Supreme Court. And the riot prevented all of that, which would have been prevented by the deployment of National Guard and federal troops. So why wouldn't the dictator just make sure that it would happen? He knew something was probably going to happen. That's why he offered the troops to the local authorities.
Okay. Well, I can tell you something that's very true. There's something we'll agree on.
If the nose on your face, sometimes it's hard to see unless you look in the mirror.
Okay. Well, here's something we can all agree on. I'm going to do a special show Saturday. Saturday, I will be on the air. And the reason I'll be on the air is David Byrd will be coming on, and I'll be interviewing him on a Saturday. He's coming on the 6th of April. And, I thought it was Friday, but he said the 6th. I've got to confirm that because the 6th is a Saturday. And I'll go on the air Saturday. It's okay.
Sure,
I'll go on the air Saturday. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you. And you're welcome, kiddo. And if you love Holly Million, which we do, we all love Holly. That's right. David is her husband, so it's going to be a real good treat. Maybe Holly will come too, because we all love Holly. So Saturday, everybody. Put it on your thing. It'll be the first ever Brian Hammer Jackson show on a Saturday morning. And we'll be here early. Yeah, why not?
Probably, really.
There you go. Unless I win the money and you won't, and I'll be in the Bahamas with my coconut and sending you guys, I'll open up a shell company for Pat and John and you, Robin. It's a shell company. Put the money in so you don't have to pay the tax.
Okay, that works.
Hey, you guys, thank you, Sarge. Hey, Sarge, I hope you win. Please let me know if you win tomorrow. And guys, good luck for everybody. I'm going to go put the tickets in right now.
Good luck.
And you're so welcome. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. How's that?
All right.
All you guys, take care. Wish us luck, everybody. The cards are with us. Pat says the cards are with us. We got energy today.
I hope so. I drew my numbers off the deck. So
$40. No more than $40.
Monday, Brian.
$40.
Brian, we have to do one Monday.
We will.
Yeah.
We will
because that's the eclipse.
We will.
Hey, Brian, if you get four of the numbers, Do you get anything for getting a lesser number of the numbers?
Yeah, you do. You do when it's this, Sarge, when it's this high, even if you get four numbers, you get something like, I think it's 2 million or 3 million. You don't
really?
When it gets this high, you don't have to get all the numbers. You can get five numbers, and you're cool. As long as you get that jackpot ball, the money ball, and you get three numbers, you're golden. You could be a millionaire. So there's different ways to win when it's this high. It's true.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Then all of us can...
We should all just pick a certain number and just go in on one.
Well, we do all of us have different numbers because, like I'm saying, right now, here's what we have. Robin, you got 9. Pat, you got 11. John got 3. I got 19. We got 1 out of 5 chances of hitting that big number, kiddo. We got 1 out of 5 chances.
That's
true.
That is really good. Yeah.
That's right. All right, guys. Good luck. Pray. Let's pray to the money god. And Sarge,
yes,
if you win, I expect you to sponsor my show, buddy. Okay.
Well, yeah, I know. And our odds are only 1 in 292 or so million. So we got
Not
a shot.
Bad,
we got
right?
a shot. Not
yeah.
bad at all.
What is the odds? What is the odds if we don't play? What are those odds?
1,000% again.
Exactly.
More than that, I mean.
More than that, yeah.
You can win
yeah.
it all if you don't play, unless you just have a winning ticket.
That's exactly.
Four
yeah.
numbers is 500,000.
That's not chopped liver.
Hey,
sorry.
I would
sorry.
Be happy
that's not
that.
Chopped liver.
That's right. You got a shot. We got a shot here.
I'd be very happy with that.
4 plus 4 is $50,000.
I'd be happy with $50.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, I'll be happy to just get rewarded for the tickets. Like, okay, I won $10. Okay, I didn't lose any money. We're going to be fine.
Hey, my daddy does it all the time. He drives up to the state line and buys him some scratch-offs and... What he does, usually, you know, he can play and, you know, win that much back, you know, where
Why
he doesn't.
Not?
He's not actually out any money.
Well, one of us will kind of get mad if we won $10,000 or $5,000. Would we really be mad if we won $5,000? I mean,
hell
no,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Yeah, $40, $5,000. I wouldn't be complaining about that. That's better than Bitcoin.
Exactly, right.
That's better than nothing. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And don't forget, Sarge got $40 in a mule. Sarge can bet $40 in a mule.
Uh-huh.
You guys have a great day. See you winners tomorrow. See you winners tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Bye, guys.
Yay. What time?
Exactly. Have a great day, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye. Exactly. Bye. Winners. Winning. See you tomorrow.